Hello and welcome to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark for game 5 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Steven Rice, and we have Sunday evening baseball from Stockton, California, as two teams in the California League North Division battle it out here in Game 5 of 6. Your Fresno Grizzlies, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, have taken 3 of the first 4 games of this 6-game series over the Stockton Ports, the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. The Grizzlies have now won 19 of their past 24, 9 of their past 11 overall, and last night a 13-6 win for them to open up the month of July after they went 18-7 in June. The Grizzlies scored double-digit runs again, 71 total over their last 6 wins against the Ports. In Fresno's 3 victories during the series, the offense has recorded 36 runs on 45 hits and 18 walks, while the pitching staff has struck out 49 batters over 4 games so far. The Grizzlies lineup tallied 13 runs on 15 hits, which included 6 doubles. They also had 6 walks, and there was also 6 Ports errors as well. Fresno played 3 runs in the first, 3 runs in the fifth, and 7 runs in the seventh, where 12 batters came to the dish. The Grizzlies' top 6 batters in their lineup notched multi-hit games, with the top 3 in the lineup scoring 2 runs or 3 runs apiece. Bryant Bettencourt led the way with a pair of doubles. Ryan Ritter continued his recent tear, reaching base successfully for the 22nd straight game. Ritter also scored 3 times. Jamari Baylor reached base 5 times, and Jesus Bugarin extended his hit streak to 8 games. He now has 16 RBI in that stretch. Jesus Ordonez had the biggest hit of the night, though, a bases-clearing double in the 7th, and Daniel Amaral scored 3 times as he reached base 4 times. And the Grizzlies win. So the Grizzlies now at 42-31. That is tied for the best overall record in the California League North Division standings with the San Jose Giants. But here in the second half, the Grizzlies at 6-1. They have a 3-game lead of both over Modesto and Stockton here in the second half for a spot in the playoffs. While on the other side, the Stockton Ports looking to get back on the right track tonight. They are now 28-45 overall, 14 games back of Fresno and San Jose in the California League North Division standings. They're 3-4 here in the second half, and if the Ports want to keep pace with the Grizzlies, they need a win tonight. But if the Fresno Grizzlies win, it's a series win for Fresno, their second straight series win on the road. We have a great pitching matchup, a pair of right-handers on the ball tonight. For the Grizzlies, the right-hander Connor Stang gets the ball. The Rockies' number 25 overall prospect, an intriguing pitcher in the organization, a 4-4 record, a 5.87 ERA. Stain will be making his 13th start of the season, while on the other side, the Ports give the ball to right-hander Daigler Jimenez, a 3-1 record, a 4.76 ERA. The 6'2", 170-pound right-hander has had a great year so far, and he will look to keep the Grizzlies at bay in tonight's contest. So it should be a great night of fun as the Grizzlies and the Ports continue their 4th of 5 series against one another this season. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Ports manager Gregorio Petit, and he and I talked a little bit of everything. We talked about his Major League Baseball call-up. We also talked about how tired he was in that first week in the big leagues, where he spent 6 seasons with a couple different teams as well. We talked about his love for baseball and what it means to being a manager and what he can bring to this young Ports squad. Our pregame guest is Ports manager Gregorio Petit, and we come back right after this break. You will have that interview with Petit. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50 available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Interview with Gregorio Petit in 3, 2, 1. Bring in Stockton Ports Manager Gregorio Petit. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Always.
So tell me about your upbringing. You know, where did your love for baseball start? And did you idolize any players growing up?
Well, first of all, back in Venezuela, a small town called Santa Teresa del Tuy. Played my whole life as a kid there. I had great coaches teaching me the basic of the game, right? I got a good mom and dad taking care of me, going to practice and all the little things that we need that it seems little, but at the end of the day, if parents are not ready to take kids to the stadium, kids can't do it because kids can't drive and all that, right? So I love the game since day one. I love the game right now as much as I loved it when I was a kid. This is the place where I feel like I can be myself. Nobody will judge me. I know how to do everything, like literally just be myself out there with no judgment, and I love it. Was blessed to play professionally for 18, 17 years and play for 10 different organizations, being the ace, the one that gave me a shot to sign my first pro contract, was the first team that gave me a shot to make it to the big leagues, and I love the fact that I'm back again, play here in 06 when this was high A. Good memories and, you know, enjoying what I do.
You know, it's so much fun when you're 16 years old and you play that many years in professional baseball and the game continues to give back to you. During your time, though, in the minor leagues, was there any point that you kind of go, man, I mean, is it really worth it?
Never, because as a 16-year-old kid, the only thing I had accomplished back then was a high school diploma, yeah. Right? So it's baseball or baseball for us Latinos. Some of us won't have even a high school diploma or graduate from high school. And like I said, I just love this game so much that it was playing baseball or playing baseball.
Let's talk about when you got called up to the big leagues. Where were you when you found out that you got called up to the big leagues for the first time?
Sacramento. It used to be the AAA for us. We used to play Fresno a lot, good games. When it was the Giants back then. And it was fun. I got to fly to Atlanta. My wife joined me, and it was exciting. I was tired, really, really tired. I remember I didn't play the first game, but remember the time zone is brutal.
Yeah.
When you have to travel that late and losing time going that way. I remember I went to bed at like 2 a.m. packing and doing everything, and then I had to get up at like 4 to get on the plane. First plane out of Sacramento to Atlanta, and I'm not playing that day. I'm falling asleep in the fifth inning.
Wow.
Like, I love the fact that I was there, but I wasn't playing. So yeah. As much excitement as that moment could bring to me, my body was also exhausted from playing days prior and the trip. And I remember, like, oh, man. And then the second day, I was still, I didn't sleep well. The first night I was excited and I was in the big leagues finally.
Yeah.
And then finally I got to play in Sunday game. It was fun, man. I remember my first at bat like it was yesterday. First pitch, fast right down the middle, took it. I said that was my pitch and I took it. Next pitch, a slider down. I chased 0-2. And I remember telling myself, you do not strike out. Hit a ground ball back to the pitcher. But you're not going to strike out on your first at bat. I ended up getting a walk. And then I got a hit my second at bat. And then I got a double on my third one. And I struck out on a ball 4. 3-2 count, top of the zone. But it was awesome. It was great. I had great memories and very thankful to God that I got to live that moment.
And then for years you went to play on, as you said, for a lot of teams overall too, you know, talking about the Astros to the Angels. And I remember watching as a kid growing up, listening and watching you play and going, wow, I wish I had the ability defensively to do that too. But then at one point, you know, you decided to hang it up and become a manager. When did that moment kind of change for you?
Well, in 19, I went to spring training I was having a decent spring training, and I got the flu. I got really sick, and then I came back 4 days later, and I was throwing to the games right away. And it didn't go as well after that, and I got released. Didn't get a chance to go to AAA, and I told my wife, I'm done. I was at home, and I wasn't missing working out. I wasn't missing the game, and I told my wife, and I was done. Then I started making a couple phone calls, and then I got a call from the Astros offering me a job, and I took it.
Yeah, and then Corpus Christi was your next calling, and then now you're here in Stockton, and you, as you said, you know, bringing back a lot of memories here in the California League. How much have you enjoyed managing with Stockton and the Ports?
I love the game, like I keep saying. I just love the fact that I can be a tool. That's my goal, be the best tool that these guys can use to make it to the next level, to help them in their career to achieve their dream. And, you know, I have kids here, 21, 22, 19 years old, that, you know, they're just hungry and they want to do it so bad. And sometimes because they want it so bad, they fail because they don't know how to control the desire of going, and not seeing what, then there's a way to slow everything down and you're still going to get the results. So I love being that guy. I love giving these guys what I didn't have back then, and I had a lot. It's just like, it's a different, you know, the game is evolved, the coaching evolved, and I'm so thankful for all the coaches I had. They gave me everything they could at the moment, and then I'm doing the same thing to these guys because myself, I know I was missing a couple of things and I didn't get, not because I didn't want it, it's because I didn't know that that's what I needed. And now I try to be that guy that brings everything to them. I try to be as honest as I can be. I told them that right away that, if you can't talk to me, I'm going to give you the truth. If you can't handle the truth, then don't come to me. Because that's something I always ask as a player. I wanted the truth. What do I need to work on? What do I need to get better at? All those type of things. And I try to be that guy for them.
And you really have changed the culture here in Stockton. I mean, this was a team who over the years had a lot of trouble. And this year, this team is playing a lot of close games. They're having fun doing it. You have a lot of talent as well. But you are also having a lot of fun. I saw you taking some ground balls as well, too. I mean, if that doesn't show the love that the manager has for his team, I don't know what shows it.
Well, I like to show them that I like to have fun. And it's a time for me to bond with them a little bit, make them forget that I'm the coach, and then just having fun with them, competing with them, telling them I'm going to beat them. They're trying to beat me. So try to make it fun. And like you say, I enjoy, and I try to pass that on them. I try to tell them this is a process, and you got to enjoy the process. Nobody's telling us to stay here. We're here because we love it. We're here because we want it. Nobody's holding us.
Right.
We can go home if we want, but we're not. Because we like it, so we got to enjoy it. Every day is going to be a grind. It's not going to be the result we want because we always want more. Believe it or not, if we go 4-for-4, we want to go 4-for-4 with 4 homers.
Yeah.
Right? It's never going to be enough because the competition makes us that way. So I try my best to make sure they understand that it's a way to have fun but also work. And they've been following that lead, and I'm proud of what they've done. You know, we started very, very slow in April. It was tough, but then that made us super strong. That made us, you know, I told them, if we went through this, we can go through anything.
Yeah.
3-18 is not easy. You know, mentally, it's not easy. It doesn't matter what anybody say. It doesn't matter what people say about developing. You still want to compete and win games. So mentally, it did affect some of us, but we managed together to stick together and went through it together, and here we are.
And I am so happy to see that. Yeah, and I mean, and that's the thing, too, is you see the smile every single day. Well, Gregorio, thanks for taking time for this interview, man.
Always.
Can't wait to see what the future holds for you and these Ports.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California, the pregame show as we get set for Game 5 of 6 Sunday evening baseball here in Stockton, California, as your Fresno Grizzlies battle the hometown Stockton Forts. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and we thank manager of the Stockton Forts, Gregorio Petit, for joining us on the pregame show. Talk about a fun interview with a great coach, a great man, and Gregorio Petit. And with that being said, it's now time for tonight's starting lineups presented by Toyota. First, we'll start with your Fresno Grizzlies, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. The Grizzlies at 42-31 overall record, 6-1 here in the second half. The Grizzlies are managed by Steve Solis, and here's his Toyota starting lineup. Leading off and playing right field, number 25, Daniel Amaral. Batting second, the first baseman, number 3, Bryant Betancourt. Batting third will be the DH, number 4, Ryan Ritter. Batting fourth at second base, number 2, Jamari Baylor. Batting fifth, the shortstop, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting sixth, the third baseman, number 5, Skylar Messenger. Batting seventh, the catcher, number 7, Cody Huff. Batting eighth, the center fielder, number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr. And batting ninth, the left fielder, number 10, Jake Snyder. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies, the right-hander, number 16, Connor Stain. A 4-4 record, a 5.87 ERA. So once again, the Toyota lineup under manager Steve Solis will be Amaral, Betancourt, Ritter, Baylor, Andy Perez, Messenger, Huff, Andrews Jr., and Snyder, with Stain on the bump. And now it's time for the starting lineup for your Stockton Ports, who are 28-45, 3-4 here in the second half. Under manager Gregorio Petit, our pregame guest, here's his starting lineup. Leading off and playing right field, number 8, Colby Thomas. Batting second, the DH, number 7, Brennan Malone. Batting third, the center fielder, number 3, Henry Bolte. Batting fourth, the first baseman, number 6, TJ Schofield Sam. Batting fifth, the left fielder, number 23, Cameron Masterman. Batting sixth, the third baseman, number 12, Derek Salome. Batting seventh, the second baseman, number 1, Jose Escorche. Batting eighth will be the catcher, number 18, Carlos Franco. Batting ninth, the shortstop, number 5, BJ Cook. And on the mound, number 11, the right-hander, Daigler Jimenez. A 3-1 record, a 4.71 ERA. So once again, we'll head to the field for the national anthem.
As we honor America with our national anthem to be performed tonight by Will Murphy. Will Murphy, ladies and gentlemen.
How about that for a national anthem to get us set for Sunday evening baseball here in Stockton, California at Banner Island Ballpark. We're talking about the Stockton Ports starting lineup. Once again, it will be Thomas Malone, Bolte, Schofield, Sam, Masterman, Salome, Escorche, Franco, Cook, Jimenez on the bump as the right-hander starts to get loose. The Grizzlies tonight, they are in their gray uniforms. They have Fresno written on the front in black and red. They have red and black numbers on the back as well. They are wearing their 4th of July caps this evening, while the Stockton Ports, they're back in their July 4th fit. It is red sleeves on the left, and then on the right sleeve, it's a blue sleeve. They have red, white, and blue colors for their uniforms. They have white lettering in the back, maybe a little bit silver as well, too. They're wearing their 4th of July caps tonight, so a matchup of the red, white, and blue for the Ports and the gray for the Grizzlies. Our home plate umpire is Jabril Jeter-Abdullah. Over on the bases is Andrew Schrock as we get set for first pitch. Glad you could join us however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB.com. My name is Steven Rice, and I'm glad you could join us this evening. Daniel Amaral will lead things off against the right-hander Daigler Jimenez, a 6'2", 170-pound right-hander. He is 3-1, a 4.71 ERA. We are just set for first pitch here tonight. 103 degrees. Clear skies, 14-mile-per-hour winds out to center field. The Grizzlies looking for a series win, their 9th straight Sunday win. They have won 8 Sundays in a row. Daniel Amaral will step to the plate. Jimenez from the full windup. Here comes the first pitch from the right-hander. And it is swung on and missed down in the zone. It's 0-1, and we are underway. First pitch tonight at 6.06 p.m. Here comes the 0-1 from Jimenez. Winds and deals. And it is low for a ball. And the count now 1-1. As we said, first pitch at 6.06, 103 degrees outside. A little bit of shade as well. Here comes the 1-1. And that's a high chopper, and it will go foul towards the third baseman in Derek Salome. The count now at 1-2. As we said, the Grizzlies, it is Sunday evening baseball. Game 5 of 6, a unique setup here in the second half so far. The Grizzlies and the Ports started their series on Wednesday, so the series finale not on Sunday. But the Grizzlies have won 8 in a row here on Sunday, looking for their 9th straight Sunday win. The Grizzlies have been outstanding on Sundays, where they have scored double-digit runs in 3 of those 8 wins. As here comes the 1-2 to Amaral. And it's a curveball inside, and Amaral ducking out of the way. The count now at 2-2 from Jimenez. 75 miles per hour on that pitch. Here comes the 2-2 from Jimenez. He winds and deals. And it swung on and missed. Went to the curveball down and away. And Amaral out on strikes. One batter, one out, one strikeout for Jimenez. And here comes the first baseman, Bryant Betancourt. Bryant Betancourt's had himself a series last night. 3-for-6, 2 doubles, 2 RBI, 2 runs. He's had multiple RBIs in 3 games of the 4 so far. Here's the pitch to him. It's outside for a ball. The count at 1-0, and this is the Betancourt that we all expected coming into this season. A power hitter in the DSL, and now stateside showing off his abilities. Here comes the 1-0 to Jimenez, or to Betancourt, and Jimenez's pitch is high. The count at 2-0. Just underway here in Stockton, California, at Banner Island Ballpark. 2-0 to Bryant Betancourt. And here comes the pitch from Jimenez. Winds and deals. Here it is. And it's inside. And Betancourt getting out of the way. And the home plate umpire, Jabril Jeter-Abdullah, doing the same. The count now at 3-0. As Betancourt, one big reason for his success of late is his eyes at the dish. A lot of walks for Betancourt over the past month or so. as here comes the 3-0 to Betancourt, and it's inside, ball four. A four-pitch walk, and Betancourt reaches. So now a walk and a strikeout for Jimenez, and here comes the DH in Ryan Ritter. If you want to talk about the hottest hitter in baseball right now, here is Ryan Ritter. Ritter is all over the California League hitting leaderboard, sits among the top 10 in 9 different categories, ranks first in 5 of those 9 categories. Here comes the pitch to Ritter, and it's a breaking ball outside, the count at 1-0, and we've seen this shift all series. The shortstop in BJ Cook is so far over, he could be touching the third baseman, Salome. There is a huge hole where the shortstop would mainly play. As here comes the 1-0 to Ryan Ritter. And Ritter takes a off-speed pitch in there for a strike. The count at 1-1. Ryan Ritter batting 317 home runs. He has 57 RBI and a 991 OPS. Betancourt leads from first. Here comes the 1-1 to Ritter. And it is swung on and missed. Went right back to the breaking ball down in the zone. The count now at 1-2. Ritter, first in homers with 17. First in total bases with 144. First in extra base hits with 34. First in slugging percentage at 593. First in OPS at 991. He is second in RBI, just behind one RBI at 57. Tied for third in runs with 50. Here comes the 1-2 to Ryan Ritter, and it is outside. Good check right there. The count at 2-2. Ritter is also tied for fourth in hits with 73, seventh in on-base percentage at 398. Ritter has reached base successfully in 22 straight games and has smacked a hit in 19 of his last 24. Here comes the 2-2 to Ritter, and it is down in the zone. The count full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. One out here in the top of the first. The runner at first is Bryant Betancourt, as the Grizzlies trying to take an early lead here against the Ports. Ritter batted 353 in the month of June. Here comes the 3-2 to Ritter, and a check on Betancourt. He's back safely. Betancourt, no stolen bases. He has not attempted a stolen base this season as well. Ritter, in 23 games in the month of June, batted 353. Last night had 3 runs scored. He reached base 5 times. As here comes the 3-2. And here's the pitch, and it's for a strike. The throw to second, and Betancourt is safe. He has a stolen base. Ritter is out on strikes as he swung and missed. And Betancourt took off for second, and the head first dive, he's in there for a stolen base. So despite the second out of the inning, now a runner in scoring position. And here comes Jamari Baylor, the second baseman. So 2 outs, a runner at second is Ritter down on strikes. Good pitch there from Jimenez at 92, past the bat of Ritter. As here comes the pitch to Jamari Baylor now. And that is fouled off. The count at 0-1. Baylor reached base 5 times last night, including 1 double. He walked 3 times as well. Had 2 hits to start his evening, and then later on just took what he could get and walked 3 times. The count is 0-1 to Jamari Baylor, who is batting 339, 4 homers, a 1.072 OPS, riding a 7-game hit streak, as that is inside. Good spot, but just missed by Jimenez. The count at 1-1. Baylor traded to the Rockies from the Phillies in early May for cash considerations. Joined the Grizzlies a week later, where he won California League Player of the Week. Here comes the 1-1 from Jimenez. And that is swung on and missed. The count now at 1-2. Good breaking ball that we've seen from Jimenez this evening. 74 on that curveball. A mix between 12-6 and a little bit from side-to-side movement as well. As Jimenez looks to get out of this inning without any run scoring. Runner at second is Bryant Betancourt. That was his first stolen base this season. As here comes the 1-2 to Baylor. And it swung on and missed. It was actually foul tip from Baylor, but the catcher and Franco holds on to the ball. So Jimenez strikes out the side despite a walk to Betancourt. We head to the bottom of the first. No score. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We're in the bottom of the first, no score between Fresno and Stockton. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Chuck Chansey Gold's 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers' Bad All Over the World Tour, 50 Years of Rock, will be performing. Secure your tickets now. Go to ChuckChanseyGold.com. You must be 21. Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, 24-karat fun. And we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the first. Colby Thomas will lead things off against the right-hander Connor Stain. The right-hander worked for him the full wind-up as here comes the pitch to Thomas. And it is high for a ball. The count at 1-0. Colby Thomas batting .273 with 8 homers on the season. Here comes the 1-0, and it is in there for a strike. The count at 1-1. Connor Stain, the right-hander, a 4-4 record, a 5.87 ERA. He is making his 13th start this season. Here comes the 1-1 inside for a ball. The count at 2-1 here to Colby Thomas, who is right behind Brian Ritter in a lot of categories, which includes OPS at .829. As here comes the 2-1 from Connor Stain. He winds and deals, and that pitch is lifted into shallow right center field. Who's it going to be? The center fielder Andrews Jr. is underneath it, and he will make the catch. Thomas retired for the first out, and here comes the DH in Brennan Malone. So Colby Thomas and Brennan Malone both homered the other night. That was on Thursday night, or Friday night here in Stockton. Brennan Malone back in the lineup again. He's been nursing an injury, as that is inside. The count at 1-0 to Malone. But this season, Brennan Malone all over the California League hitting leaderboard as well. He's got 10 homers this season. As here comes the 1-0 to Malone, and it's a high fastball, and the count now at 2 balls and no strikes. Malone this season batting .302. Been one of the best hitters in the Ports lineup all season long. Can play multiple positions defensively, as that's a called strike on the outside part of the plate. And the count at 2-1. Brennan Malone is 6'1", 198 pounds, a sixth-round draft pick in 2022 by Oakland. As here comes the 2-1, and that is outside. The count now at 3-1. The Ports, the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. While on the other side, the Grizzlies, of course, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. As here comes the 3-1, and it is outside, ball four. Very similar, as both second hitters in the lineups draw a walk. So a one-out walk to Malone. And here comes the center fielder in Henry Bolte. Henry Bolte, another dangerous hitter. And like Malone, who had a .936 OPS, Bolte right up there as well. Bolte batting .253. As here comes the pitch from Stain. And it is a high pop-up. This is going to drift into foul territory. And there's Brian Bennecourt, and it goes off his glove. Bennecourt does not hold on to it. And new life here for Bolte as the count is at 0-1. Bolte, 6 homers, a .793 OPS. Bolte, 6'3", 195 pounds from Scottsdale, Arizona, a second-round draft pick by the Athletics in 2022, one of the top prospects in the Athletics system. As here comes the 0-1, and that is a good fastball there in the count at 0-2. And Bencourt not making the play right there. I wonder if the official score will give him an error for not making that catch. The count is at no balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball outside. The count at 1-2. Stain, four pitches, fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. That's really the first time I've seen a breaking ball from Stain. The count now at 1-2 here to Bolte. Runner at first and Malone. Here comes the pitch to Bolte. And it's an off-speed pitch, and it's called strike three on the outside part of the plate. And Stain gets Bolte looking for the second out. First strikeout for Stain. And with two outs, here comes the first baseman, TJ Schofield Sam. Schofield Sam returning to the Ports roster this season. And this year has really had a great year, batting .263. But this is a guy who continues to hit the Grizzlies, as that is outside the count at 1-0. More like a thorn in your side kind of player in TJ Schofield Sam. Can play the corner infield positions at first base this evening, batting .263, two homers, .717 OPS. Here's the 1-0, and that is outside the count at 2-0. Schofield Sam had a couple hits last night. He also scored twice. He also had a couple hits the night before, including a big single off of Grizzlies lefty Felix Ramirez. Only the second hit off Ramirez from a lefty all year. And here's the 2-0, and it's a fly ball out to shallow left field. The left fielder Snyder will make the catch to end the inning. Stain, a clean inning as well as we head to the top of the second. No score between the Grizzlies and the Ports. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FreserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the top of the second inning. No score between the Grizzlies and the Ports. Dagler Jimenez back on the bump as he'll take on Andy Perez to lead things off. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the top of the second, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. First pitch is a ground ball back up the middle for Perez. The shortstop Cook on a couple bounces to first in time for the out. Right past the mound of Jimenez, who did not make the play initially, but Cook there for the put out. Goes 6-3. As here comes the third baseman, Skylar Messenger. Here in the top of the second inning, as the Grizzlies and the Ports battling out Sunday evening baseball. As we're on 4th of July weekend, here comes the pitch and a breaking ball high. The count at 1-0. Looked like Jimenez did not have a great grip on that ball as he released it. Count at 1-0 here to Skylar Messenger. batting 260, 5 homers, 775 OPS. As Messenger, fly ball out to center field, but this should be playable for the center fielder in Bolte, and he will make the catch on the run for the second out. Messenger just missed it for the out, as here comes the catcher in Cody Huff. As the Grizzlies and the Ports, Sunday evening baseball. The Grizzlies, they have won 8 consecutive Sunday games dating back to April 30th. We are now in early July. Right-hander Gabriel Barbosa, who will pitch tomorrow for Fresno in a piggyback situation, is 5-0 with one save on the last Sunday games, as that's a called strike to Cody Huff on the fastball. The count at 0-1. When he joined the bullpen, 30.1 innings pitched, 30 1/3 innings, 2.67 ERA, as that's a fly ball out to center field. Bolte racing back. He will leap, and he makes the catch, and that will end the inning. Huff gave it a good ride as well, but he will come up empty. We head to the bottom of the second. No score. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thoroughgood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We're in the bottom of the second inning. No score between the Grizzlies and the Ports. Connor Stain will take on Cameron Masterman to lead things off. As Express Furniture Rental, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Fly ball to right field, and on the run, Amaral reaches up and makes the catch as Masterman is retired. F9 for the first out. As here comes the third baseman, Derek Salome. Once again, that number is 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second. As here's Derek Salome, first pitch from Stain, fly ball to right field, foul. The count at 0-1. Salome hit his first homer of the season yesterday against Jordy Vargas out to left center field. Third baseman now. Here comes the 0-1 from Connor Stain, who winds and deals. And that is a called strike. The count at 0-2 from Connor Stain. Stain is 6'4", 200 pounds, wears number 16 on the back of his gray jersey. As here comes the 0-2 to Salome. And a breaking ball, called strike 3 on the outside part of the plate. And Stain now has 2 Ks, both looking. 2 outs now. And here's Jose Escorche. Stain is 22 years old, born on January 12, 2001. He's from Clinton, New Jersey, a fifth-round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022. Out of UCF, here comes the pitch to Escorche inside. The count at 1-0. to Jose Escorche, batting 244, one homer, 589 OPS. Escorche, like TJ Schofield Sam, a very tough out. As here comes the 1-0, and that is a fly ball into left center field. Andrews Jr. has a good play on it, and he will make the catch. We have two scoreless innings by both teams. We head to the top of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There's truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Top of the third inning, no score between the Grizzlies and the Ports, as Degler Jimenez will take on E.J. Andrews Jr. to lead things off. As the Grizzlies and Ports, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies and Oakland Athletics, continue their six-game series tonight at Banner Island Ballpark. This is the fourth of five series between the clubs in 2023 and the final set in Stockton. The Grizzlies are 55-21 all-time against the Ports, with a 28-6 all-time record here at Banner Island Ballpark. This season, the Grizzlies have won 12 of 22 against Stockton and 6-4 here at Banner Island Ballpark. Here comes the first pitch from Jimenez to Andrews Jr., who winds and deals, and it is outside, the count at 1-0. Last year, Fresno went 26-4 against Stockton with a plus 123 run differential, 239-116. Here's the 1-0 to Andrews Jr. outside, the count at 2-0. Those 26 wins broke the team record for the most victories against an opponent in a single season. As here comes the 2-0 to Andrews Jr., and that is in there for a strike, the count at 2-1. Andrews Jr. batting 233, 8 homers, a 770 OPS as he takes on the right-hander Degler Jimenez. Here comes the 2-1 to Andrews Jr., and it is a high chopper foul. And the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes against Degler Jimenez. 3-1, a 4.76 ERA. He is making his 13th appearance, 12th start. 6'2", 170 pounds. He's 21 years old. As here comes the 2-2. And a breaking ball outside. The count now full 3-2. His birthday on December 3rd, 2001. Barquisimeto, Venezuela is his hometown. Signed as an international free agent in 2019 by the Athletics. As here comes the 3-2 to Andrews Jr. here in the top of the third. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball to the third baseman, Salome. On a bounce, here's the throw in time. And Andrews Jr. is retired. It goes 5-3 for the out. And here comes the left fielder in Jake Snyder. Jimenez, in his last outing against San Jose on June 24th, was roughed up by the long ball. In 5 2/3 innings of work, he allowed 6 hits, 3 of which were home runs, and surrendered 5 runs, all earned. He took the loss, which was his first defeat of the season. The 3 home runs allowed were the most that he's allowed in his professional outing. As the first pitch to Snyder is a ball, the count at 1-0. He has pitched against Fresno 3 times this season with an ERA of 5.06. As that is a called strike on the inside part of the plate, the count at 1-1. He's thrown 10 2/3 innings of work, which included 4 1/3 on May 7th. As that is fouled off and it goes off the catcher Franco, and he goes down in a hurry. That's a count now at 1-2. And this is not good news for the Ports, who yesterday lost catcher Jose Mujica, who swung on a pitch and hurt his ankle. And now the catcher Franco goes down in a heap, and the Ports cannot handle any more injuries. The Ports had to place Tommy Stevenson on the injured list just a couple days ago. And if you take away Mujica, their only catcher remaining on their roster is Cooper Ewell. As athletic trainer, Justin Wilson for the Grizzlies is out there checking on him, and so is manager Gregorio Petit. And hopefully Franco is okay. He gets up, and I wonder if he just got hit in a bad spot, which is never fun if that's the case. But Jimenez worked three innings on April 16th at Fresno, then 4 1/3 at Chukchansey Park, or at home, or here at Banner Island Ballpark, excuse me, and then at Chukchansey Park on May 27th, 3 1/3 innings. He's allowed a pair of homers against them. So the fourth time now that he has faced the Grizzlies, Jimenez. As there's one out, no one on here in the top of the third inning, no score. Count is 1-2 here to Jake Snyder, and we are ready to go. Here's the pitch, and it's high for a ball. The count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jimenez made his U.S. debut in 2022, beginning the season with the ACL Athletics, went 1-1 with a 5.25 ERA. Here comes the 2-2 to Snyder, and it is outside, ball three, and the count full, 3-2. He joined the Ports at the end of June and made 12 appearances, including 8 starts. Compiled a 1-6 record with a 5.51 ERA. Here comes the 3-2 to Snyder, and it's fouled off, and we'll do it again with the same count. Snyder, the 9-hole hitter here for the Grizzlies. He had 57 strikeouts and 47 1/3 innings pitched in the California League. Opponents batted .284. And as we said, signed in 2019 out of Venezuela. As here comes the 3-2, and Snyder fouls it off again. Now, Jimenez has pitched in the DSL in 2019 and in 2021 before coming to the United States, where he made his debut last season. Very strong right-hander. Here's the 3-2, and there's a line drive right to the shortstop, Cook, who makes the catch. Two outs now, and here comes the right fielder, Daniel Amaral, who struck out swinging in the first inning. Jimenez, his most innings pitched this year, came on June 10th at Inland Empire. 6 innings of 1-run ball. He struck out 6. So now here's Amaral. First pitch to him is outside for a ball. The count at 1 ball and 0 strikes. 2 outs here in the top of the third. No score between the Grizzlies and the Ports. Glad you could join us this evening. Here comes the 1-0. It's outside. The count now 2-0 to Daniel Amaral, who has hit safely in every game he has played in with the Grizzlies, batting .353, 1 homer, a 1.009 OPS. Amaral on a 7-game hit streak. Here comes the 2-0. And that's a pop-up, and will it stay fair or go foul? And it will go foul. And the count now at 2 balls and 1 strike. Good chase by both the catcher in Franco and the first baseman in Schofield Sam. Counts now at 2-1 against Daniel Amaral. Grizzlies in the gray uniforms. The Ports are in their red, white, and blue jerseys. The Grizzlies this year, 7-8 when they wear their gray jerseys. Here comes the 2-1 now from Jimenez, who will wind and deal. Here comes the pitch. And it's fouled off, and the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here at Banner Island Ballpark, top of the third inning, no score. All the games going on right now in the California League. A couple games in the 6th inning and another game in the 2nd. Here comes the 2-2 to Amaral. And it's a line drive, base hit to left field. That is the first hit of tonight's game, and Amaral now 1-for-2. Amaral has reached base safely in 8 straight contests now. And with two outs, here comes Bryant Betancourt, who walked and stole a base back in the first inning. So Daniel Amaral, the single. So Amaral now, in his current 8-game hit streak, is 13 for 35. Home run, triple, and a pair of doubles as well in that streak. There goes Amaral and a high pop-up for Betancourt. This is in foul territory. Who's it going to be? And it's the third baseman, Salome, as the catcher Franco runs into him, and Salome hangs on. That will end the inning. The Grizzlies come up empty. We had the bottom of the third. No score between the Grizzlies and the Ports. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the bottom of the third inning. No score between the Grizzlies and the Ports. Carlos Franco will lead things off against Connor Stain. As Stain so far has walked just one batter, and in the first seven batters he has faced. The Grizzlies and the Ports playing here at Banner Island Ballpark, one of the smaller ballparks here in the California League. This ballpark, 300 feet down the left field line. In center field, around 400, 399 just to right center field, 326 down the right field line. Tons of outfield wall signage. It's 360 all the way around this ballpark, so no matter where you go, you can end up back in your original spot. As here comes the pitch from Connor Stain, and it's inside for a ball, and the count at 1-0. Both the Grizzlies and the Ports bullpens are out in left center field. The Ports bullpen on the left side, the Grizzlies bullpen on the right. Here's the 1-0, and it's outside for a ball. The count now at 2 balls and 0 strikes. The big video board here in Stockton is just beyond those bullpens, with the American flag and the California flag waving above it. As that pitch is fouled off, the count at 2-1 here to Franco, who's batting 300, one homer, a 764 OPS. A couple grassy berms out in right center field and down the right field line. As here comes the 2-1, and that is fouled off, and the count now at 2-2. And of course, you have the waterfront on the background out here. So when it gets a little bit later at night, it'll cool off just a tad bit. Of course, 103 degrees at first pitch, but it will get nice by the end of the night. As here comes the 2-2 from Connor Stain to Franco. And it is a check swing. Did he go? He did not. And the count now at 3 balls and 2 strikes. One level here with the fans pretty much right next to the press box. I could high-five some fans if I wanted to. As here comes the 3-2 from Stain to Franco. And it's a high pop-up. It's going to drift fair, now going to foul territory. Who's it going to be? The shortstop, Perez, right on that third base line, makes the catch. And Franco's retired for the first out, as here comes the shortstop, B.J. Cook. Fans are right on top of the dugouts as well. The Grizzlies dugout on the third base side. The Ports dugout on the first base side. Lots of options for food, from your basic chicken tenders to Dippin' Dots. You also can get some pizza that has their oven right here as well. It's very good. Burritos and lots more. Team store also on the concourse as well, as fans can enjoy this ballpark, just about 2 hours from Fresno. So if you want to check out the last game of this series tomorrow, I recommend you do so, as that's a strike. The count of 1-1 to B.J. Cook. The last visit for the Grizzlies here this season at Banner Island Ballpark, where they've had a lot of success over the past couple of seasons. Here's the 1-1, a breaking ball in there for a strike, and the count at 1-2. Press box, very nice indeed as well. And the locker room's down the right field line. As here comes the 1-2, and that is swung on and missed. An elevated fastball from Stain, 94, and Cook down on strikes. 3 Ks now for Stain, and here comes the right fielder, Colby Thomas, who's 0-for-1, a flyout back in the first inning. But again, a beautiful ballpark here in Banner Island, as the Grizzlies wrap up their series tomorrow. Here's the pitch to Thomas. It's high. The count at 1-0 from Connor Stain, who is making his fourth appearance against the Ports this season, his fourth start as well, a 1-1 record, a 4.50 ERA. Here's the 1-0. It's outside. The count now at 2 balls and no strikes. Stain's last time out was on June 24th at Modesto, where he picked up the win, 5 innings of 2-run ball, 6 hits, no walks. He struck out 6. Here's the 2-0 and a check swing, and it either doesn't matter. The count now at 2-1. Good pitch there from Stain on the outside part of the plate. Connor Stain's already earned a California League Pitcher of the Week for his outing against Visalia on May 13th, as that pitch is fouled off towards the Grizzlies' dugout. The count now at 2-2. In that outing, it was the second Fresno shutout thrown by Stain this year. He struck out 7. About 2 hits and 3 walks over a career-high 6 innings of work. Here comes the 2-2, and it's a fly ball to deep center field. Andrews Jr. races back. He will run out of room, and it's a home run, I believe. Actually, Andrews Jr. says that ball went underneath instead of going over. And so they're going to have to check right now. Andrews Jr. put up his hands in the air quickly. And where that ball ended up, I think it went underneath the center field wall where they hold a lot of their groundskeeping equipment. And I think it got underneath there where Andrews Jr. couldn't make a play. So I think it just missed a home run. So it's a ground rule double. And that is the first hit for the Ports this evening. So 2 outs and a runner at second for Brendan Malone, who walked his first time up. So Thomas just missing a home run, and that first pitch is fouled off. And if there was no netting, it comes into my booth, as the count is at 0-1. So Colby Thomas, a ground rule double for the first hit of the game for the Ports. Again, Connor Stain working tonight. Here comes the 0-1 from the right-hander. And it swung on miss. Good breaking ball. And the count at 0-2. Fifth-round draft pick out of the University of Central Florida. 146th overall by the Rockies in 2022. Here comes the 0-2 from Stain. And it is a ground ball foul towards the third baseman Messenger, and the count remains at no balls and 2 strikes. Stain, this is his 13th appearance, 13th start this year. Had a great month of June where he had a 4.22 ERA, went 2-1. Not only was his best record, but also his best ERA month, making his 7th road start of the season. As here comes the 0-2 with the runner at second and Thomas leads from second. Here comes the pitch from Stain. And it is high for a ball. The count now at 1-2. And as we said, his last outing, 5 innings of 2-run ball against Modesto. 6 hits, no walks, 6 Ks. And the Grizzlies won 5-4. 1-2 to Malone. Here comes the pitch from Stain as he looks back. Thomas, here's the pitch. And a fly ball foul. We'll do it again. Connor Stain's last 4 starts have ended in 1-run affairs for the final score. 5-4, 4-3, 6-5, and 5-4. Prior to that, he had three straight starts where they were two run affairs, 2-0, 9-7, and 7-5. And the biggest run differential in any of his starts this year were five runs a couple times. Here comes the 1-2 from Stain, and that is fouled off, and we'll do it again with the same count. So seven starts in a row for, or his last seven starts all in a row, where the final score was one or two run affairs. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Here in the bottom of the third, runner at second. And Stain looking to get out of the inning. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off again by Malone. We'll do it again at 1-2. No score between the Grizzlies and the Ports. Bottom of the third. It's Connor Stain trying to get out of the inning here at Banner Island Ballpark. It's the Grizzlies close to wrapping up their two-week road trip. 12 games on the road. They will return home on July 4th against the San Jose Giants. Here comes the 1-2, and it's fouled off again. A great battle between Malone and Stain. As Malone stays alive here, he walked his first time up. So Stain allowing the ground rule double with two outs. Both pitchers allowed their first hit of the game to the leadoff hitter with two outs in the third. Very similar lines for both starters. Here comes the 1-2, and a line drive foul down the left field line. And we'll do it again at 1-2 as the third base coach is the Ports manager and our pregame guest, Gregorio Petit. The first base coach is assistant hitting coach Ruben Escalera. As the third baseman messenger going to pick up that ball. The count is at one ball and two strikes. Still two outs. Runner at second. No score here in the bottom of the third. Brendan Malone against Connor Stain. Stain trying to get out of the inning unscathed. Here comes the 1-2 from Stain. And it is a fly ball again. Goes foul. This is a long at bat. We have now reached 11 pitches. Malone has fouled off every pitch except the swinging strike on pitch number two. So he has fouled off seven pitches. Actually, eight now. Here comes the 1-2 to Malone once again. And it's a high pop-up. And again, it will go foul. 11 pitches this at-bat as Malone and Stain are battling. And again, Stain up in the count 1-2. Malone, a dangerous hitter. Great night here for baseball at Banner Island Ballpark. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch once again from Stain. And it is a check swing. Did he go around? He did not. The count at two balls, two strikes. Base umpire Andrew Schrock. Behind the plate is Jabril Jeter Abdullah. So count now 2-2 as they continue to battle here. 13th pitch of this at-bat. What an at-bat. Here comes the 2-2 to Malone. And it's inside ball three as Stain trying to get Malone to chase after it. The count now full, three balls, two strikes. Stain all over the strike zone this at-bat. And Malone just keeps battling. Here comes the 3-2. Here's the pitch. And a fly ball. This will stay fair at first. It's going to trail. Foul as Messenger couldn't make a play on it. And they'll do it again with the same count. That was very close to the line in foul territory. And Messenger couldn't make a play. So now three balls, two strikes once again. 14th pitch of this at-bat. Malone and Stain, 14 pitches. Here comes another 3-2. And a base hit to center field for Malone. He wins the at-bat and gives the Ports a 1-0 lead. Wow! What an at-bat for Malone. The RBI single to center field scores Colby Thomas. a two-out RBI, and the Ports lead 1-0. If you're Stain, you're definitely upset after being ahead in the count initially, but if you're Brendan Malone in the Ports, you're ecstatic. So Malone wins the at-bat, 15 pitches, an RBI single, and here's Henry Bolte with two outs. Bolte struck out looking in his first at-bat. So we'll make sure we put that into the box score, 15 pitches. That is a crazy good at-bat. As we have a mound visit now between Huff Stain and the home plate umpire Jabril Jeter Abdullah coming to the mound. Connor Stain pitched at UCF for one season, appearing in 12 games all starts. Compiled a 4-1 record with a 1.87 ERA over 43 1/3 innings. He had a 1.20 whip and a 10.6 K per 9 ratio. Here's the pitch, and that is a little blooper out in the left center field, and that will get down. Andrews Jr., the throw to third, is going to be close, and the tag, and they got him! Malone is out at third. What a throw to end the inning. Andrews Jr. to Skyler Messenger, and they get Malone as he was trying to get to third on the play. The Grizzlies trail 1-0 as we head to the top of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FredsGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thoroughgood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the top of the fourth inning, 1-0. The Ports lead the Grizzlies. Manco Abbott and Lou Provence apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leproveneceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Manco Abbott and Lou Provence, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. As Ryan Ritter will lead things off against Daigler Jimenez. Here in the top of the fourth, 1-0 Stockton leads Fresno. Here comes the first pitch to Ryan Ritter. And it's high for a ball. The count at 1-0. And again, we see that shift as the shortstop in B.J. Cook is over towards the third baseman in Sloan. They are about 5 feet from one another. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. A beautiful curveball on the outside part of the plate. 74 miles per hour. The count now at 1-1 to Ryan Ritter. Here comes the 1-1 as Jimenez winds and deals. Here it is. And Ritter, fly ball, center field. He hit that well. It's back, and it's gone! Ryan Ritter, his third homer of the series. His 18th of the year. The California League leader in homers has done it again, and we are tied at 1. Ryan Ritter, his fourth homer, actually, of the series. His third game going deep. A solo homer as well. And just like that, we are tied at 1. As here comes Jamari Baylor. And Growlifornia, we might not see Ryan Ritter very soon. Here comes the pitch now to Jamari Baylor. And it is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Baylor struck out swinging his first time. Ryan Ritter, though, to dead center. Here comes the 0-1. It's outside. The count now, one ball and one strike. Ryan Ritter, this series, has reached base 18 times. He is now a hit. Here comes the 1-1 of Baylor, and that is fouled off. The count at 1-2. He is now a hit in 19, or in 20 of his past 25 games. He has reached base in 23 straight games now. Here comes the 1-2 to Baylor inside, just missing. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ryan Ritter, what more can you say about him? Here comes the pitch. And that's a line drive and caught by the third baseman, Derek Salome. What a play. So Salome makes a great catch for the first out of the inning. As here comes the shortstop and Andy Perez, who's 0 for 1. What a play from Derek Salome. So Baylor retired. And now here comes Andy Perez, 0 for 1. We're tied at 1 here in the fourth inning. Ryan Ritter's 18th homer of the year. He is now tied for first in RBI as well, his 58th of the season. Now Andy Perez to the dish. Here's the pitch. And that's a fly ball to center field. Bolte playing over. He will run it down for the second out. It goes F8. And here comes third baseman Skylar Messenger with 2 outs. 1-1 here in the top of the fourth inning. A little bit of a crowd here at Banner Island Ballpark as the Grizzlies trying to wrap up this series. They'll finish it out tomorrow for the Stockton Ports, their 4th of July on July 3rd spectacular. Here comes the pitch to Messenger. It's outside. The count at 1-0. As the Grizzlies wrap up their 12-game road trip. Messenger, the Grizzlies trying to win the series in their 9th straight Sunday game. Here comes the 1-0, and it swung on and missed. The count at 1-1. Tomorrow night, 7.05 p.m., and then the Grizzlies will travel after the game back to Fresno. And they'll play a 6-game series against the San Jose Giants. Here comes the 1-1 outside. The count at 2-1. Next half inning, we'll talk about the promotions expected at Chukchansey Park next week. Two balls, one strike here to Messenger. Two outs here in the top of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. And that's fouled off. And the count now at 2-2. Messenger, a heavy dose of off-speed there. So 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2 outs here in the top of the fourth inning. 1-1 our score. Here's the pitch. And it is low. And it's full now. 3 balls and 2 strikes. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch to Messenger. And it's outside, ball 4. Messenger draws the 2-out walk. Second walk issued by Jimenez. And here comes the catcher in Cody Huff. So 2 outs, runner at first. Cody Huff now is 0 for 1. He flew out back in the second inning. He hit the ball hard to center field. As we are tied at 1 here in the fourth. Jimenez will come set. Here comes the pitch. And that is low for a ball. The count of 1 ball and no strikes. As the Grizzlies, as we said, finish up their 12-game road trip. 6 games in Modesto. And then we had 2 off days in a row on Monday, Tuesday. The series here in Stockton started on Wednesday. Here's the 1-0. And that's a called strike in the count. And now 1-1. This is only the second time this year that the Grizzlies have had a different starter on Sunday than their normal either Jackson Cox or Gabriel Barbosa setup. As here comes the 1-1, and that is inside, and there goes Messenger for second, and he will steal a base. So now Messenger in scoring position. Runner at second with 2 outs. 2-1 to Cody Huff. Messenger's 5th stolen base. He has not been caught yet this year, and we heard on the pregame show yesterday, Messenger saying that he's quicker than what people expect from him. Messenger is 6'4", long strides. Here comes the 2-1, and that is swung on a miss. Good fastball there from Jimenez. The count at 2-2. So Messenger is fifth stolen base. In scoring position is the Grizzlies trying to take the lead here in the fourth inning. Fresno, in their past six wins against the Ports, have scored double-digit runs. Last night scoring 13, winning 13-6. They've also won 11-8 and 12-9. That 12-9 game in 11 innings. Here comes the 2-2. And that's a chopper to the second baseman, Escorche. Tough bounce. He makes the play over to first in time for the out. But Ryan Ritter, his 18th homer of the season, a solo shot, ties his game up at one. We head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning, 1-1 between Fresno and Stockton, as TJ Schofield's Sam, who's 0-for-1, will lead things off against Connor Stain, who's thrown three innings of ball so far. This afternoon, the rest of the 2023 MLB All-Star rosters were named, as that's a line drive right to Messenger for the out. Schofield Sam retired. L5, and here comes Cameron Masterman, who's 0-for-1. And the Rockies had one lone All-Star. It's catcher Elias Diaz, who made the All-Star game. Congratulations to him, the first Rockies catcher to be named to the All-Star team. Here comes the pitch from Stain, and that is a called strike. The All-Star game this year will be played at T-Mobile Park in Seattle. I have been to that ballpark. Very beautiful. One of my favorite ballparks in Major League Baseball. That's a breaking ball in there for a strike. The count at 0-2. Now, on June 26th, the rosters for the 2023 Sirius XM All-Star Futures game were announced. Of course, we have the All-Star game, MLB All-Star game. We have the Home Run Derby. But the Futures game is the one that matters in minor league baseball, as that's an off-speed pitch in the dirt. The count at 1-2. And former Fresno Grizzlies outfielder Yonkiel Fernandez, who played earlier this year with the Grizzlies and in 2022 will represent the Rockies, their lone representative. Here comes the 1-2. High fastball. The count now at 2-2. Fernandez is ranked as the Rockies' number 3 overall prospect and made quite an impression while donning a Grizzlies uniform. In 2022, Fernandez was named the best designated hitter in the California League. As that pitch is lined to right field, that's going to be a tough ball, and it's fair into the right field corner. Extra bases for Masterman. He will stop at second base with a one-out double. Fourth hit now for Stockton. Second double as well. And here comes Derek Salome with one out. He struck out looking back in the second. Now, the Cuban native finished the regular season as the all-time leader in Grizzlies franchise single-season RBI. On September 8th at San Jose, Fernandez crushed a clout, giving him 109 RBI on the season. He passed Scott McClain and A.J. Reed for that honor. He also ended the regular season ranked in the top 10 in franchise single-season doubles and total bases. That's a fly ball. Right center field, Andrews Jr. and the right fielder Amaral converging. It's the right fielder Amaral who makes the catch, and the perfect throw-in keeps Masterman at second. Two outs now, and here comes the second baseman, Jose Escorche, who flew out his first time. The then 19-year-old, who's now 20, was awarded Player of the Week honors twice, one in June and one in August. He concluded his season with a .284 batting average, a .507 slugging percentage, .847 OPS, 21 homers, 5 triples, and 76 runs scored. He also had those 33 doubles. That first pitch is in there for a strike. The count 0-1, Escorche. He is now in Double-A Hartford. And make sure to watch the 2023 SiriusXM All-Star Futures game on Saturday, July 8th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time. Here's the 0-1, and the ball's in the dirt. Good stop from Cody Huff. The count now at 1-1. Now, the Grizzlies will be playing the San Jose Giants that evening, but of course, I think before the game starts, a lot of the Grizzlies will be watching Yankiel Fernandez. It will air exclusively on Peacock and SiriusXM. MLB Network will co-produce the telecast as well. So congratulations to Yankiel Fernandez and Elias Diaz, who will represent the Rockies in the MLB All-Star Game. So should be a lot of fun. A lot of home run derby participants as well. Pete Alonso said he will join it. So will Randy Arozarena. Here comes the 1-1, and that is swung on and missed down the zone. The count at 1-2. My pick is to go back to the polar bear and Pete Alonso. That guy is on another level when it comes to competing in the home run derby. Now, the Grizzlies will be off at that time during the All-Star weekend. As here comes the 1-2 to Escorche. And it's a pop-up in a shallow center field. Andrews Jr. racing in. He's still racing in. And he will make the catch. Now, the Grizzlies will be off. There's no All-Star game in the California League, so make sure you watch the MLB All-Star game. We'll be back as we head to the top of the fifth, 1-1 between the Grizzlies and the Ports. Here's the Grizzlies baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the top of the fifth inning, 1-1 between Fresno and Stockton. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts are a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to learn how to book your next stay. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts has new amenities at a great low price, and they're waiting for you, the weary traveler. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth. E.J. Andrews Jr. will lead things off. He's 0-for-1 this evening as he takes on Daigler Jimenez, as the shade starting to creep towards the pitcher's mound here at Banner Island Ballpark. Here comes the pitch to Andrews Jr. And it's fouled to the backstop. The count at 0-1. As Jimenez has pitched well so far, the solo homer to Ryan Ritter and a single to Daniel Amaral. The only hits for Fresno so far. Here comes the 0-1 to Andrews Jr. And a breaking ball in there, and it's 0-2. Good breaking ball. Andrews Jr. initially thought that was going to hit him as he broke inside. The count now at 0-2 from Jimenez. And here's the pitch way outside. The count at 1-2. Here in the top of the fifth inning, we said we were going to give you some upcoming promotions that will happen next week at Chuck Chansey Park. As that is swung on and missed. Andrews Jr. down on strikes. 4 Ks now for Jimenez. One out. And here comes the left fielder, Jake Snyder, who's 0-1. So the Grizzlies end their 12-game road trip tomorrow at 7.05 p.m. And then on Tuesday, we'll travel back home to Chuck Chansey Park to start a 6-game series against the San Jose Giants. And Tuesday, July 4th, we'll open up the series. Independence Day, 4th of July, fireworks extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Ground ball to the second baseman, Escorche, and it bounces off his leg. Snyder, seeing that, will head to second base. I believe that's going to be an error on the second baseman, Escorche. That was in the hole between first and second, and Escorche bounced off of him. And Snyder, with his speed, gets to second base. I believe that will be E4. So a runner at second with one out. Here's Daniel Amaral, 1-2. A single back in the third. Now that Independence Day is presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. First pitch at 6:35 p.m. It is an error by second baseman Jose Escorche. So first error for Stockton tonight. Here's the pitch, and it's a called strike to Amaral. The count at 0-1. The 4th of July fireworks show, best fireworks show in the Central Valley. That will be post-game. And our national anthem by Alyssa Danielle Witrado from The Voice, Season 22. She was on Team Gwen Stefani. Here comes the 0-1, and that is in the dirt to the backstop. And Jake Snyder will head to third. A wild pitch right there from Jimenez. And just like that, the Grizzlies have a chance to take the lead here in the fifth. Again, 4th of July fireworks extravaganza presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, ABC 30. The Grizzlies will wear these 4th of July hats as well. Available in the team store. Grab your Grizzlies merch at our team store online, or you can come to the game as well. As now, Jimenez is going to get talked to by the umpires, and Franco trying to get an understanding of what's going on. Trying to tell Jimenez to make sure he comes set. But make sure you grab your 4th of July merch available online at the Fresno Grizzlies team store. You can also come down to the game and buy your merch as long as it's available still in the store. Here comes the 1-1 to Amaral with the infield in. It's outside. The count at 2-1. On Wednesday, July 5th, game 2 of 6 between the Grizzlies and the Giants. It's What a Deal Wednesday presented by Island Water Park. First pitch at 6:50 p.m. Infield in, 2-1 Amaral. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed. The count at 2-2. Two reserve tickets, two Island Water Park tickets, valid Monday through Thursday, two hot dogs and two sodas, over a $120 value for just $34. What a Deal Wednesday presented by Island Water Park. Here comes the 2-2 to Amaral. And it's fouled to the backstop, and we'll do it again with the same count. On Thursday, July 6th, Tioga Thursday and Fresbro Olympics, 6:50 p.m. for Game 3 of 6 between the Grizzlies and the San Jose Giants. Two 19.2-ounce Tioga beers for just $10. Here's the 2-2. Outside, ball 3 to Amaral. He works the count full. Runner at third. One out here in the top of the fifth. 1-1 between the Grizzlies and the Ports. And then, a collaboration between the Grizzlies, Fresno Social Sports, and Fresbro. It will feature a tournament of games coordinated by Fresno Social Sports and Fresbro, as that's a line drive base hit to left field. Amaral, the RBI single, scores Snyder, 2-1 Fresno here in the fifth. Amaral beats the shift, his second hit of the game, an RBI single. He's now 2-for-3. That scores Snyder reached on an error. Third hit for Fresno, second run as well. It's probably unearned. So now a runner at first in Amaral, and here's Bryant Betancourt, who was 0-for-1, a walk and a stolen base back in the first. Here's the pitch, and Betancourt ground ball to the right side. Escorche fielding it over to second to first, and it is in time for the double play. What a stretch from Schofield. Sam at first, and a 4-6-3 double play to end it. We'll talk more about Fresbro Olympics when we come back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh,
grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the bottom of the fifth, 2-1. The Grizzlies lead the Ports as Carlos Franco will lead things off against Connor Stain. The right-hander ready to go. Here comes the pitch from the full windup for Stain. And it's a high chopper to the shortstop, Perez, who has to back up on it. It's going to be a tough throw to first in time. Great throw from Perez on his back leg. And he gets Franco for the first out. 6-3 as here comes VJ Cook, who's 0-1. We were talking about Fresbro Olympics, which is a collaboration between the Grizzlies, Fresno Social Sports, and Fresbro. This is game 3 of 6, Thursday, July 6th, between the Grizzlies and the Ports. There will be the likes of Giant Beer Pong, Cornhole, and more. There will be 3 medal winners that will be awarded to the winners at the end of the game on top of the dugout. Here comes the first pitch from Stain to B.J. Cook, and that is a strike in the count at 0-1. There will be other in-game skits throughout the game based around the Fresbro Olympics theme. Fans who attend the game can compete. The Grizzlies and Fresbro on Instagram, Fresbro, will post more information on the competition side of things as the event gets a little bit closer. Most competitions will take place in the cantina inside the ballpark. Here comes the 1-1, and a check swing in the dirt. The count now at 2-1. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And again, Fresbro Olympics, a collaboration between the Grizzlies, Fresno Social Sports, and Fresbro. As that's low, the count now at 3-0. So again, Giant Beer Pong, Cornhole, and more. There'll be 3 winners that'll be awarded at the end of the night. So that'll be Thursday, July 6th, 6:50 p.m. against the San Jose Giants. Here comes the 3-1 to B.J. Cook. Wines and deals to Stain, and that's a fly ball out to right field. And it's now the first baseman, Bettencourt, in foul territory. He will make the play for the out, Stain. Second out of the inning. It goes P3 as Cook is retired. And here comes Colby Thomas, who's 1-for-2. A ground rule double. And a run scored. It's Connor Stain here. Game 4 of 6 will be Friday, July 7th between the Grizzlies and the Giants. A 6:50 p.m. first pitch for Healthcare and First Responders Night presented by Central California Faculty and Medical Group. Friday night fireworks and community outreach night presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Here's the 1-0, and that is a called strike. And the count now at 1-1. $10 field box tickets for all healthcare workers and first responders. Friday night fireworks, community outreach night presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. That is swung on and missed. The count at 1-2. There'll be taco trucks. And again, healthcare and first responders night presented by Central California Faculty and Medical Group. That is Friday, July 7th at 6:50 p.m. on Saturday, July 8th, Military Appreciation Night at 6:50 p.m. The San Jose Giants taking on the Fresno Grizzlies on Saturday, July 8th. Here comes the 1-2 from Stain to Colby Thomas. And that is line foul, and the count remains at 1-2. $10 fuel box tickets for all active and former military. Should be a great night at the ballpark. Both my grandparents served in the military, and I grew up right near the Air Force Academy. Of course, the Fort Carson base was right near me as well. As here comes the 1-2, and that is swung on and missed. We'll talk more about the Military Academy, or the Military Appreciation Night, and, of course, the Air Force Academy right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the top of the sixth inning. 2-1 Fresno leads Stockton. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Chuck Chansey Gold's 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers' Bad All Over the World Tour, 50 Years of Rock, will be performing. Here's Ryan Ritter to the dish. A home run his last at-bat. First pitch is outside. The count at 1-0. Secure your tickets now. Go to ChuckChanseyGold.com. You must be 21. Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun. The 1-0 is outside to Ritter. The count now at 2-0. He's 1-for-2 this evening with that solo homer in his last at-bat. Here comes the 2-0 from Jimenez. Outside, 3-0. And here in the top of the sixth inning, we'd like to thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. As time called right here at the dish, the count at 3-0 here to Ryan Ritter. Struck out in his first at-bat, a home run in his second, his 18th of the year. And we'll go back to Military Appreciation Night on Saturday, July 8th. Game 5 of 6 between the Grizzlies and the Giants. 6:50 p.m. first pitch. 3-0 to Jimenez to Ritter. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. He winds and deals, and that's a called strike. The count at 3-1. $10 field box tickets for all active and former military. So if my grandparents wanted to show up, they could. My grandparents both served. So here comes the 3-1 to Ritter. And it is a called strike. The count at 3-2. And I also grew up right near the Air Force Academy and the Fort Carson base as well. A lot of my friends in high school and in college went into the military and served their time. Had a lot of neighbors that also served. Big military base back home in Colorado Springs, Colorado. So that will be a very fun and eventful evening for me. Here comes the 3-2 to Ryan Ritter. Outside, ball four. I don't think Jimenez wanted anything to do with Ritter there. He draws a leadoff walk, third walk by Jimenez, and here comes Jamari Baylor 0-for-2. So that is Saturday, July 8th, and finally on Sunday, July 9th to wrap up the six-game series. It's a Save Mart Sundays, and kids run the bases with free ice cream. from Producers Dairy. Save Mart Sunday and kids run the bases with free ice cream from Producers Dairy. First pitch at 5.05 p.m. against the San Jose Giants. There'll be a pregame catch on the field. Come join us for some catch before the game starts from 4.05 p.m. to 4.35 p.m. Everyone is welcomed. Here comes the pitch to Jamari Baylor. And that is outside. The count at 1-0. And of course, a Save Mart Sunday as well. A six-game series against the San Jose Giants that will start Tuesday, July 4th. And we'll run all the way to Sunday, July 9th before we hit the All-Star break. Here comes the 1-0 to Jamari Baylor. And that's a fly ball out to deep right field. Racing back's the right fielder. He looks up and he will make the catch at the wall. Baylor just missing a home run. First out of the inning. And here comes Andy Perez, who's 0 for 2. Baylor just missing a home run right there as the right fielder Thomas makes the catch. Now, of course, tickets for all of our games next week are available at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and I recommend you get your July 4th tickets now. We are almost sold out. We also would hope that you can come join us for Military Appreciation Night and First Responders Night as that pitch is inside. Ritter going to second the throw, and he is safe. Good slide from Ritter. He's in there with a stolen base as Perez takes that pitch outside for a ball. The count at 1-0. Just to the outside of the bag, the shortstop and Cook trying to apply the tag to Ritter, and he slides in there safely for a stolen base. So Ritter, that is his fifth stolen base in eight attempts this season. Here comes the 1-0, and it is inside, and it goes off the foot of the umpire, and Ritter up to third. That's a wild pitch from Jimenez. Now runner at third with one out. And I think the infield's going to come in here for the Ports. Count 2-0 to Perez. But again, make sure you grab your tickets now, FresnoGrizzlies.com. You can also give us a call, 559-320-4487, or come down to the Chancy Park box office to purchase your tickets. Again, tickets are going fast. Here comes the 2-0. And Perez, swing and a miss. The count at 2-1 with the infield in. Again, we hope you can come to Healthcare and First Responders Night. That is on Friday, July 7th, Military Appreciation Night. Come play catch on the field on Sunday. Should be a lot of fun. Perez now, another strike right here. The count now at 2-2 to him. One out. Here's the pitch. And that is fouled off. We'll do it again at 2-2. Again, we also have Tiger Thursday, Fresbro Olympics, What a Deal Wednesday, presented by Island Water Park. A promotion for everyone. A lot of great in-game entertainment as well. Parker T. Bear can't wait to see everyone. It's been a couple weeks since he's seen all of his friends. And of course, come watch your Fresno Grizzlies as that pitch is inside. The count now at 3-2. Yes, come watch your Fresno Grizzlies. This is a team that has won 19 of their past 24, 9 of their last 11. Here's the pitch, fouled off again by Perez. The count at 3-2. Runner at third, one out here in the top of the sixth. 2-1, Fresno leads Stockton. If you're watching online on our game day, you'll notice it's 1-1. It is not. It's 2-1 Grizzlies here up on the Ports. Here comes the 3-2. And that is a fly ball into shallow right field. It's going to be a tough play, and it won't be caught. This will be a play at the plate, and that ball is way overthrown. And Perez will head to second as Ritter scores an RBI single for Perez. A throwing error on Colby Thomas will advance Perez to second. It's 3-1 Grizzlies. So Perez, the bloop single to right field. The right fielder Thomas was playing way back. And with the second baseman Escorche playing in, that ball got down. So an RBI single for Perez. Ritter scores. Now initially he had to make sure that Thomas didn't catch it. So Ritter came hustling in. The throw from Thomas to the plate was so offline that it actually went all the way to the backstop, allowing Perez to get to second. So it goes E9 on the throwing error. So we have a run, a hit, and an error on the play. And the run scores. So a runner at second with one out, and that will do it for Jimenez. We'll have a pitching change right here. We'll be back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There's truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We're still in the top of the sixth inning as the Grizzlies lead the Ports 3-1. A runner at second, one out, as Skylar Messenger will take on the new Stockton pitcher. Southpaw Garrett Irvin takes over for Daigler Jimenez, who works 5 1/3. His line is not closed yet, as the runner at second would be responsible to his line. As the first pitch is a breaking ball inside to Messenger, the count at 1-0. So Andy Perez, an RBI single, scores Ryan Ritter. A throwing error by right fielder Colby Thomas allows Perez to scamper to second. So runner at second with one out here in the top of the sixth. 3-1 Fresno leads Stockton. And there goes Perez, and the pick to second just behind. Perez was in his secondary lead. And if the ball was thrown in the right spot, I think Perez would have been out. The count is 1-0 here to Skylar Messenger. Glad you could join us for Sunday evening baseball here at Banner Island Ballpark. The Grizzlies looking for their ninth straight Sunday win and a series victory over the Ports. Here comes the 1-0. Again, Perez dancing off a second. Here's the pitch. And that's a called strike. The count at 1-1. Messenger 0-1, a walk and a stolen base back in the fourth inning. He's had a tough series overall, Messenger. Seen a lot of breaking balls this series. Just not picking them up as well as he has wanted. Here comes the 1-1 from Irvin. And it's fouled off. And the count now at 1-2. We were talking promotions again. I just wanted to let everyone know. Make sure you grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. You can also give our box office a call, or you can visit our box office. We'll have some extra hours over the next couple of days for you to come purchase your 4th of July tickets. Tickets are going fast. Here comes the 1-2 to Messenger. And it's swung on and missed. Messenger down on strikes, and Irvin picks up the strikeout. First strikeout for Irvin, second out of the inning. And here comes the catcher in Cody Huff. Huff 0-2. From Garrett Irvin, second time we've seen him in this series. 6 feet, 185 pounds from Corona, California. Signed as an undrafted free agent by the Athletics in 2022. Here comes the pitch from the left-hander. And it's in the dirt. The count at 1-0. And Irvin, one of the most consistent relievers out of the Ports pen this year. He's a 3.60 ERA. He pitched on Wednesday to open up this series. 2 2/3 innings of work. He struck out 6 batters. Here's the 1-0. Swung on and missed. The count at 1-1. Good fastball. Great slider, but he throws strikes. 89 miles per hour there from Irvin. Initially drafted by the Red Sox in Irvin. Last year split time between the AC Athletics and Stockton. After signing in 2022. Here's the 1-1, and that is outside. And the count now at 2-2. Here to Cody Huff from Garrett Irvin. Irvin, born on February 18th, 1999, making him 24 years old. Here comes the 2-1 from the left-hander. And that is called strike, and the count at 2-2. A 40th round draft pick by the Red Sox in 2019. He went to Arizona, Garrett Jacob Irvin. This season, 21 appearances out of the pen, a 6-1 record, a 3.60 ERA. He's got one save and three holds as well. We'll eat up some innings for manager Gregorio Petit. Here comes the 2-2 to Cody Huff. And it is called strike three on the outside part of the plate. Huff not happy with the call. He will talk to Jabril Jeter-Abdullah. And that will end the inning. The Grizzlies, though, score another run on an RBI single from Andy Perez. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning, 3-1. Fresno leads Stockton as Carlos Torres will take over for Connor Stain. So Torres, number 12, on the back of his gray jersey, takes over against Brennan Malone. First pitch is a fly ball out to deep center field. Andrews Jr. racing back. He's at the wall. He reaches up and he makes the catch. Andrews Jr. was right at that wall in center field, and Malone just missed a home run. A long first out, and here's Henry Bolte, who's 1-for-2. Malone coming into that at-bat was 1-for-1 with an RBI single. So now Carlos Torres takes over for Connor Stain. As here comes the pitch from Torres, and it swung on a miss on the inside part of the plate. The count at 0-1. Stain worked 5 innings, allowed 4 hits, 1 run, it was earned, 1 walk, and he struck out 4. As the 0-1 is inside, the count at 1-1 from Carlos Torres to Henry Bolte. So Connor Stain, 5 innings, a 1-run ball. He was fantastic on the mound for Fresno. Here comes the 1-1, and that is inside. The count now at 2-1. So Connor Stain's 5 innings does not beat a career high, and his 4 Ks also does not beat a career high. Here comes the 2-1, and it's inside. The count at 3-1. But one earned run, he has now allowed one earned run or less in 3 starts this season. Here comes the 3-1 from Torres, and it is high ball 4, a 1-out walk to Bolte. That's the second walk by Fresno pitching, and here comes TJ Schofield Sam here in the bottom of the sixth. Schofield Sam is 0 for 2. A line out in his last at bat. From Carlos Torres, who is 6'4, 240 pounds, 22 years old from Ponce, Puerto Rico. A 20th round draft pick out of Lehigh by the Rockies in 2022. As the first pitch is outside, the count of 1 ball and no strikes. Torres has been pitching really well as of late. As here comes the 1-0 from the right-hander. Long pause. Here's the pitch. And it's outside. The count now at 2 balls and no strikes. Carlos Torres is appearing in his 22nd game all out of the bullpen. A 3-1 record. A 5.34 ERA. 6 holds this season. Here's the pitch. And that is high in the count at 3-0. But Torres, as we said, has pitched really well as of late. 5 straight outings without allowing an earned run from June 9th to June 28th. 8 innings, 6 hits, 2 walks, 8 strikeouts. Hurled a career-high 2 shutout frames while fanning 3 on June 28th versus these Ports. He also has not allowed an earned run at John Thurman Field this year against Modesto. So this has been a great road trip for Torres. But right now, behind the count, 3-0 to TJ Schofield Sam. Yes, the Ports trail 3-0 to the Grizzlies here in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the pitch. And that's a called strike. The count at 3-1. 94 miles per hour from Torres. Good movement as well. See a little bit of sinking action on that one. Here comes the 3-1 from Torres. And it's a high chopper up the middle. It's going to be a tough play. Baylor tags the bag, and the throw to first is way high. They would have not gone in TJ Schofield Sam anyway. It's not an error on Baylor. It's just a fielder's choice as Bolte's retired. So Schofield Sam reaches on the fielder's choice. It goes 4 unassisted on the fielder's choice. So 2 outs now. And here's Cameron Masterman, 1 for 2 with a double back in the fourth inning. As the Grizzlies trying to hold on in this game. Another close game here at Banner Island Ballpark. Here comes the pitch from Torres. And it is fouled off. The count at 0-1. Carlos Torres, as we said, from Puerto Rico, but he went to school in Pennsylvania. Came over from Puerto Rico to get an education here in the United States. Went to a private school at Perkiomen School in Pennsburg, Pennsylvania. As that will hit Masterman. That does not feel good. So now runners at first and second with 2 outs. So Schofield Sam to second. Masterman the hit by pitch. And here's Derek Salome 0-2. A walk and a hit by pitch this inning so far for Torres. And here's Salome 0-2. So Torres has followed a similar path to Levi Stout, a pitcher in the Red system, who was playing in the Mariner system with the Modesto Nuts. Same high school, same college, and then both were drafted to the respected organizations. As that is inside, the count at 1-0. Played at Lehigh for 3 seasons, appearing in 16 games, 8 starts. Compiled a 3-2 record with an 8.17 ERA over 39 and two-thirds innings. Here's the 1-0, and that is inside, and the count at 2-0. But he really got noticed when he had a strong summer performance with the Vermont Mountaineers to help his draft stock. 25 and two-thirds innings, 2.49 ERA. For Torres, here's the 2-0, and that is outside. The count now at 3 balls and no strikes. Torres falling behind once again. Support's putting together some good at-bats right here. Here comes the 3-0 from Torres, and that's a called strike. The count at 3-1. Three balls, one strike, 2 outs. Here's the pitch from Torres. And that is swung on and missed. The count full. Good fastball from Torres. Lots of life on it. 94 miles per hour. And it's now 3-2. Torres, big frame, 6'4". He is bilingual, Spanish and English. Here comes the 3-2. And it is inside, ball four. And Torres has loaded the bases with his second walk of the inning. Schofield Sam to third. Masterman to second. And now Salome to first with that walk. Two walks and a hit by pitch this inning for Torres. Two outs. And here's Jose Escorche. Two flyouts for him so far. As here comes Mark Brewer, the pitching coach, for a mound visit. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the bottom of the sixth, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the sixth. As the mound visit is over between Mark Brewer, the infield, and pitcher Carlos Torres. Bases loaded, two outs. Fresno leads Stockton 3-1 here in the bottom of the sixth. Here on July 2nd, we have hit July. Here comes the pitch to Jose Escorche, and it's a called strike. Good fastball pinpointed on the outside part of the plate. The count at 0-1. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, stay tuned for scores around the California League. Two games still going on here in the California League. Here's the 0-1, swung on and missed. Another fastball from Torres. It's 0-2. As the Grizzlies trying to keep the best record here in the California League. Couple good games this evening. A couple one-run wins for the road team so far in the Cal League. Here comes the 0-1. And it's a check swing. This is to the first baseman, Betancourt. And he's going to tag Escorche to end the inning. A check swing. And Torres gets out of the bases-loaded jam. We head to the top of the seventh. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We're in the top of the seventh inning. The Grizzlies lead the Ports 3-1. As E.J. Andrews Jr. will lead things off against Garrett Irvin, the left-hander. The Grizzlies now inning 7-9, where a lot of their success has come this year. The Grizzlies have scored 36% of their runs in innings 7-9. 150 runs of their 417 here in their final three innings. The seventh inning right now has been the most productive for Fresno with 67 runs scoring. Last night, the Grizzlies exploded for seven runs as they won 13-6 last night. That's seven runs, seventh, the difference. So E.J. Andrews Jr. will lead things off against Garrett Irvin, and the first pitch is low, the count at 1-0. Final line on Daigler Jimenez, the Stockton Ports starter. 5 1/3 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 3 walks, 4 Ks. Here comes the 1-0. And that's a high pop up in a shallow right field. It's going to go into foul territory. And the second baseman, Ines Corche, he could not hang on to it, I believe. So the count, I believe, is at 1-1. Is Jake Snyder going to give the ball or the bat back to Andrews Jr.? Couldn't tell if he caught it or not, actually. He didn't catch it, so the count at 1-1. Andrews Jr. 0-2. He struck out back in the fifth inning. But again, back for the next pitch. Here's the 1-1 outside. The count now at 2-1. Again, Jimenez, 5 1/3. 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 3 walks, 4 Ks. Here comes the 2-1. And that is swung on and foul tipped into the glove of Franco, and the count now at 2-2 to Andrews Jr. Here comes the 2-2. And Andrews Jr. takes it low, and it's now full. 3-2. Now Garrett Irvin, who struck out both batters he has faced so far, Messenger and then Huff. It's now another 3-2 coming to Andrews Jr. Here comes the pitch from the lefty, and it's a fly ball foul. We'll do it again with the same count. 3-2. Here in the top of the seventh inning, the Grizzlies lead the Ports 3-1. The Grizzlies looking for their 9th straight Sunday win. Here comes the 3-2 to Andrews Jr. And it is swung on, foul tipped into the glove on an off-speed. Irvin, 3 batters, 3 strikeouts. As he gets Andrews Jr., who has struck out twice now. 1 out, and here's Jake Snyder, who is 0-2, reached on an error, and scored back in the fifth inning with 1 out here in the seventh. Left-on-left matchup. Here comes the pitch from Irvin. And it swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. Good changeup there from Irvin. Continues to throw strikes here in this contest. Stay tuned for scores around the California League. Here comes the 0-1, and it's fouled off. The count now at 0-2. As Jabril Jeter-Abdullah saying that it was fouled right at the dish. 4th of July jerseys for the Ports. On their left sleeve, they have red. On their right sleeve, they have blue. And white in the middle as well, where you can see their logo. As here comes the 0-2. And it's high for a ball. The count now at 1-2. Of course, both teams wearing their 4th of July caps. The Grizzlies return home on July 4th. Here comes the 1-2. And it is fouled off by Snyder. We'll do it again with the same count. I know a lot of these players are excited to play in front of hopefully a sold-out crowd with what should be an amazing night at Chukchansey Park on Tuesday. The San Jose Giants in town, the San Francisco Giants single-A affiliate. We have the Rockies and the Athletics affiliates here. Here's the 1-2 outside. The count now at 2-2. Is Irvin going back to the breaking ball? Irvin has struck out 8 batters in his 2 outings against Fresno so far. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. And that is fouled off, and we'll do it again with the same count. Action right now in the Fresno pen as a right-hander starts to get loose. 2-2. Jake Snyder battling here, 9-hitter in the Fresno lineup. Here comes the 2-2. And it is outside, 3, and the count now full. 3-2. The man in the pen right now for Fresno. It looks like it's Davis Palermo, from my point of view. 3-2. Here is another pitch. And it's fouled off by Snyder once again. So 3-2. 1 out here in the 7th inning. The Grizzlies trying to hold on in this one. Here's the 3-2. And Snyder, fly ball, deep center field, racing back is Bolte. He will run out of room. Jake Snyder leaves the yard. His second homer, both here at Banner Island Ballpark, and it's 4-1 Grizzlies. Jake Snyder to center field. And just like that, the Grizzlies have extended their lead here in the seventh. Jake Snyder, the solo homer, he kept battling, got a pitch he wanted, and took it to deep center. So Fresno extends their lead now to 4-1. One out, here's Daniel Amaral. The pitch from Irving, and Amaral looking to throw down a bunt. It's low, the count at 1-0. So Jake Snyder now has two of the four Fresno runs, second homer for the Grizzlies tonight. Here's the 1-0 to Amaral, and that is a called strike. The count at 1-1. And they have finally broken Garrett Irvin here in the seventh inning. Second homer for Jake Snyder, both at this ballpark. As that is swung on and missed, the count at 1-2. Amaral, big hack there. Good for Jake Snyder right there. Bomb the lineup. Has scored twice. Ryan Ritter has the other two runs. Here comes the 1-2. And that is outside. Just missed. Franco wanted to strike. The count now at 2-2 here to Amaral. Five hits for the Grizzlies. Only nine hits overall. Here comes the 2-2. Irvin winds and deals. And it's swung on and missed high and inside. Amaral down on strikes. Four Ks now for Irvin. All four batters who have gotten out, all of them via strikeout. So two outs now, and here's Bryant Betancourt 0-2 with a walk and a stolen base. But the Grizzlies have scored again here in the seventh inning. 68 runs this year, 151 of their 421. And Betancourt, fly ball, that is out to shallow right field. Colby Thomas racing in, and he will make the catch. But Jake Snyder, a solo homer to center field. The Grizzlies have a 4-1 lead. We head to the stretch here in Stockton. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There's truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the bottom of the seventh stretch time here as the Grizzlies lead the Ports 4-1 as Zach Agnos will take over on the bump here in the seventh inning for the Grizzlies. Grizzlies closer in a little bit earlier than usual as the first pitch is a fastball high. The count at 1-1 and no strikes. Carlos Torres' final line, one inning. No hits, no runs, two walks, no Ks. He hit a batter as well, as that's a called strike. The count at 1-1 and one strike. So Torres left the bases loaded in his inning of work, but a clean inning as well as Fresno leads by three. And the next pitch is a check swing. He did not go around Carlos Franco. The count at two balls and a strike from Zach Agnos, who has 13 saves this year, leads the California League in that category. Here comes the 2-1 from the right-hander. And that's a line drive base hit to left center field. And Franco is on as he will round first base. He is now 1-for-3. And a single right there. First hit for Stockton since the fourth inning. And here comes B.J. Cook, who's 0-for-2. So the Grizzlies have scored one run in their past four innings. A run in the fourth, a run in the fifth, a run in the sixth, a run in the seventh. They have exactly one hit over their last five. A single by Amaral in the third. A home run by Ritter in the fourth. A single by Amaral in the fifth. As that is a bunt attempt, Messenger doesn't have a play. And a bunt single for B.J. Cook. And all of a sudden, the Ports are in business here. Runners at first and second. No one down. Here's Colby Thomas. Back-to-back hits. So now first and second, Colby Thomas, who's 1-for-3, a ground rule double and a run back in the third. For the Grizzlies, so we had the single by Amaral in the fifth, then the RBI single by Perez in the sixth, and then the home run by Snyder in the seventh. So a single in five straight innings for Fresno. The Grizzlies lead 4-1. As here comes the pitch to Colby Thomas. And it's outside, the count at 1-0. So B.J. Cook singles on a bunt ground ball to third baseman Skylar Messenger. Franco is at second now. The Ports trail 4-1. Here's the pitch. And it's outside. Two balls and no strikes as Agnos falls behind here. Agnos, 6 feet, 210 pounds, 22 years old from Haymarket, Virginia. A 10th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022. Here's the 2-0, and that is swung on and missed. Good fastball there from Agnos at 96, and it's 2-1. Agnos was drafted out of East Carolina, where he was a two-way player, was a very good shortstop for the Pirates. Here comes the 2-1, and that is a high pop-up. This is on the infield fly rule, and it'll be the third baseman Messenger who makes the play. For the first out, it goes P5, and there were four infielders for Fresno on that. Messenger, Perez, Huff, and Agnos were all there around the middle between third, catcher, and the pitcher's mound, and Messenger calling everyone off, and when that happened, Huff went to cover the plate, and both Agnos and Perez sprinted towards third. So one out now, and here's Brennan Malone, who is 1-for-2. An RBI single in the third. He had a deep fly out in his last at-bats. The first pitch is swung on and missed in the dirt. The count at 0-1, 85 miles per hour on that slider from Agnos. Three pitches, fastball slider split from Zach Agnos. Count at 0-1. Third pitcher for Fresno, Agnos. 25th game, as that's a fly ball into shallow right field. Long run for Amaral, and it will go foul. It's a count now at 0-2. So Agnos' 25th game out of the bullpen, which is second in the California League. A 2-2 record, a 3.76 ERA, one hold, 13 saves and 15 chances, 33 strikeouts over 26 and one-third innings, a 1.14 whip. Right-handers hit 167 against Agnos. Here comes the 0-2 to Malone. And a breaking ball swung on and missed. Malone confused on that inside pitch. And that is the second out of the inning. Big K there for Agnos. Fifth strikeout for Fresno pitching. Two outs. First and second still. And here's Henry Bolte. He is 1-for-2. A walk back in the sixth inning. As Agnos looking to get out of the mini jam. Here's the pitch. And a breaking ball out to left field. And that will get down. Here comes the throw from Snyder. And it will be cut off by Messenger. And the bases are now loaded. So Bolte the single. He's now 2-for-3. Third hit of the inning. Franco to third. Cook to second. So the bases are loaded. Bolte at first, Cook at second, Franco at third. There are two outs, and here's TJ Schofield Sam, who is 0-for-3, a fielder's choice back in the sixth inning. As Cody Huff going to talk to his pitcher and Zach Agnos. We're in the bottom of the seventh, 4-1. Fresno leads Stockton. There's a long talk here between Agnos and Huff, and Agnos, I can tell, is a little bit upset right there. All three hits, by the way, this inning, not really hit hard, especially that Cook one, of course, was the bunt. But that one by Bolte barely got into left field. But Gregorio Petit holding his runner, Franco, at third as Snyder came up throwing. All three outfielders for the Grizzlies have decent arms. The center fielder, Andrews Jr., the best probably of the three. Amaral has a great arm in right field as well. Agnos comes set around the face. Here's the pitch. And it swung on a miss on the inside part of the plate. The count at 0-1 to Schofield Sam. 93 there from Agnos. Here comes the 0-1 from the right-hander. And it is a ground ball, and Bennecourt, the diving play. The underhand toss to Agnos, covering for the out. What a play from Brian Bennecourt to end the inning, and Agnos gets out of the jam. For the second straight inning, the Grizzlies' bullpen gets out of a bases-loaded jam. We head to the eighth. The Grizzlies lead the Ports 4-1. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thoroughgood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the eighth inning, the Grizzlies hanging on to a 4-1 lead over the Ports as the Grizzlies, the past two innings, have gone out of bases-loaded jams. And now Ryan Ritter will step up to the plate. 1-for-2, a solo homer, a walk, a stolen base, and two runs scored as Garrett Irvin's back out for another inning of work. As the home plate umpire, Jabril Jeter-Abdullah, coming to talk to Garrett Irvin. I don't know what this discussion would be about right now. Whatever it was, though, they finished up and nothing looks like has been done due to that. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Chuck Chansey Gold's 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers' Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock will be performing. Here's the pitch to Ritter. It is in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. Secure your tickets now. Go to ChuckChanseyGold.com. You must be 21. Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. Here's the 0-1. And that is fouled off. The count now at 0-2. Again, go to ChuckChanseyGold.com. ChuckChanseyGold.com. You must be 21. Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the eighth. That ball in the dirt, the count 1-1 here to Ryan Ritter from Garrett Irvin. Here in the top of the eighth inning. And we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Stay tuned for scores around the California League. Here comes the 1-2. And that is in the dirt. Did he go around? He did not. The count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ritter holding up right there. Ritter, 18 homers on the year. Just over that 300 batting average mark. As the Grizzlies trying to add more runs here. They lead only 4-1. A very close game. here in Stockton. Here comes the 2-2 from Irvin. And it's outside, ball three, just missing. Franco thought he had a strikeout. He was ready to throw that ball around. The count now full, 3-2. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the payoff pitch. And Ritter, ground ball, base hit to left center field. He has a 2-hit game once again. A single right there for Ritter. Fresno now has a hit in 6 straight innings. And here comes Jamari Baylor 0-for-3. His hit streak is on the line. So Ritter's reached base 3 times once again. 20 times he has reached base in this series. That time he beat the shift. The shortstop, if Cook was playing where he normally would play, would probably have made that one. So now here's Baylor, and that is lifted foul and out of play. The count at 0-1. So Ritter, a ground ball to center. He is on. The Grizzlies lead 4-1 here in the 8th inning. Game 5 of this 6-game series. Here comes the 0-1 to Baylor. And that is in the dirt. Count now 1-1. Irvin eating up some innings, as we said. He has done that all year long. 1 2/3 so far from Irvin. He has 4 strikeouts. Here comes the 1-1 to Baylor. And that's a fly ball out to left field. And the left fielder in Masterman makes the catch. Baylor was right on it. But unfortunately, he's retired for the first out. And here comes Andy Perez, 1-for-3, an RBI single back in the 6th inning. So Baylor's hit streak in jeopardy now, as he's 0-for-4. But the Grizzlies still lead by 3 here. Action in both bullpens. Here's the pitch to Andy Perez. And Perez fouls it off. The count at 0-1. Andy Perez is 19 years old from Santa Clara, Cuba. And like Yankiel Fernandez, who's going to the Futures game, another great Cuban prospect within the Rockies system. It's a hotbed for a lot of these prospects, and the Rockies have taken advantage of it. Eddie Diaz a couple years ago, he's from Matanzas, Cuba. And, of course, Yankiel Fernandez last year, he's also from Matanzas. And then from Santa Clara, Andy Perez. As that's a fly ball into shallow left field. It's going to be a tough play for anyone to get there. And a diving attempt by Cook, and he comes up just empty. What a try from Cook. But it's a foul ball, and the count at 0-2. And Cook a little slow getting up right here. What an attempt, though, by the shortstop and Cook. That was a foul ball, and Cook laying out, just missing it. The Grizzlies have a 3-run lead right now. The Grizzlies and the Ports, of their 4 games so far in this series, 3 of the 4 have been 3-run wins by one of the teams. Fresno winning the first 2 by 3 runs, and then the Ports won game 3 of the series to end the Grizzlies' 7-game winning streak, 5-2. And then a 7-run win last night for Fresno. Here comes the 0-2 to Perez now. Here's the pitch. And that's a line drive to center field. A base hit. Andy Perez has a 2-hit game with that single to center. Ritter to second base. Runners now at first and second with 1 out. And here's Skyler Messenger 0-for-2 with a walk. Fresno now has 2 hits here in this inning. And I think that will do it for Garrett Irvin. He's allowed 3 hits overall, though. I think that's it. As here comes Gregorio Petit. He'll take the ball from the left-hander. We'll have a pitching change. We'll be back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at chuckchanseygold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
We are still in the top of the eighth inning here in Banner Island Ballpark at Stockton, California. The Grizzlies lead the Ports by a score of 4-1 here in the top of the eighth inning. As Skyler Messenger, who's 0-2, will stride to the plate against Frank De La Rosa, who takes over for Garrett Irvin on the bump. The tall, hard-throwing right-hander will take on Skyler Messenger. De La Rosa will come set around the belt. Runners at first and second. Here's the pitch. There goes a double steal. The throw to third, not in time. Ritter is second stolen base of the game. And Perez follows suit. He has a stolen base as well. So a double steal. Runners at second and third now with one out. And the infield will come in for the Ports. Ritter, two stolen bases, a career high now for him. Here comes the 1-0. And Messenger, fly ball, right center field. It will get down and score two runs. Ritter will score. Perez will come in. And Skyler Messenger, a two RBI double, 6-1 Grizzlies. Messenger's first hit of the game, two RBI double. Fresno's third hit of the inning. And the Grizzlies have extended their lead here in the eighth. So two runs on the third hit of the inning. Both runs will be tagged to Garrett Irvin's line, and that will end his line as well. So now a runner at second with one out for Cody Huff, who's 0-3. Here's the pitch, and it is inside and low. The count at 1-0. Skyler Messenger's fifth double of the season scores Ryan Ritter and Andy Perez. Ritter has now scored three times tonight. Here comes the 1-0 to Cody Huff, and it's fouled off. And the count at one ball and one strike here in the top of the eighth. 6-1 Fresno now. They have now scored three runs in their past two innings, and that stat, innings 7 through 9, just continues to stay true this season. One ball, one strike, one out. Runner at second here in the eighth. Here comes the pitch to Huff. And Huff, ground ball to the second baseman, Escorche. A couple bounces over to first in time. Messenger to third. It goes 4-3 for the second out. And here comes center fielder E.J. Andrews Jr. By the way, going back to Ryan Ritter's second stolen base, I was looking through his stats today, going through his season and career highs, and I was looking and I go, Ryan Ritter, the only thing he really hasn't done a lot, which is not anything against him, but he hasn't stolen a lot of bases. And if he has, it's been very even in comparison to stolen bases and caught stealings. Here's a pitch to Andrews Jr. That is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Now, Ritter has 18 homers, and he's an RBI machine. So every time he gets on, usually there's a runner in front of him. So he doesn't get a chance to steal a lot of bases. Well, tonight, two stolen bases, now a career high for him. Here comes the 0-1 to Andrews Jr. And that is low. The count now at one ball and one strike. It is Ritter's sixth stolen base. Andy Perez now with 11 stolen bases on that double steal. Before set up that two RBI double from Skyler Messenger. Messenger now at third with two outs. Here comes the 1-1 to Andrews Jr. And it is outside. The count at two balls and a strike from Frank De La Rosa. De La Rosa is appearing in his fourth game out of the pen with the Ports. No record of 1.59 ERA. He's got one save as well this year. Here comes the 2-1 from the tall right-hander. And that's a check swing. Did he go around? He did, and the count now at 2-2. De La Rosa is 6'8", 200 pounds. He just celebrated a birthday less than a month ago. He is now 23 years old from Yaguate, Dominican Republic. Signed as an international and drafted free agent in 2019. Here comes the 2-2 from De La Rosa. And it is inside, ball three. Andrews Jr. taking that pitch inside. So count now full, 97 from De La Rosa. Three balls, two strikes, and where have they kept De La Rosa? This guy can throw a good fastball. As you said, 23 years old. Here comes the 3-2 from the right-hander. And it's fouled off by Andrews Jr. We'll do it again. In De La Rosa's career, he's only appeared in 16 games, 5 starts. He's 1-4, a 4.94 ERA. The right-hander appeared in 3 games with the ACL Athletics this season. As here comes the 3-2 from the right-hander. Long pause. Here's the pitch. And it is inside. Ball 4. Andrews Jr. draws the walk. So now runners on the corners here with 2 outs. And here's Jake Snyder. Snyder, a solo homer back in the 7th. He scored 2 runs tonight. 1-for-3. So now 1st and 3rd with 2 outs. For Jake Snyder, the Grizzlies looking to extend their lead even more here. Action in both bullpens. Here's Jake Snyder. Stay tuned for scores around the California League. And also stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow in the series finale. Here's the pitch. And Snyder, ground ball. And that will go into right field, a base hit. That will score Messenger. Over to 3rd goes E.J. Andrews Jr. And Jake Snyder, an RBI single. He has reached base twice. And the Grizzlies now lead 7-1 here in the 8th. So Jake Snyder sneaks one into right field. Past the first baseman, Schofield Sam. Andrews Jr. to 3rd. Messenger comes in to score the 3rd run of the inning. 4 hits for Fresno this inning. It's now 7-1. 1st and 3rd, 2 outs for Daniel Amaral, who's 2-for-4. And the Grizzlies just continue to score late in this game. They have scored 7 runs since the 4th inning, and now a mound visit here between Franco and De La Rosa. The Grizzlies 3 runs this inning on 4 hits. They now have 9 hits overall. A 3 spot here in the 8th. They are trying to win their 9th straight Sunday game. This team has not lost on a Sunday since April 30th. The Grizzlies have won 9 of their last 11. 19 of their last 24. This team has had a resurgence here in the back half of the first half and now the start of the second half. As the first pitch is high. A resurgence. Revitalization. The count 1-0 here to Daniel Amaral. Amaral 2-for-4, batting .378 since joining Fresno. Here's the 1-0, and that is going to get away from the catcher, and Franco, this will score Andrews Jr. It is now 8-1 Grizzlies. Andrews Jr. scores on the wild pitch. Snyder up to second base. Another run for Fresno. They have now scored 4 runs this inning. Now a runner at second with 2 outs. The 8th batter this inning for the Grizzlies. It's now 8-1. Here comes the 2-0 to Amaral. Long pause, 2-1 on the pitch clock. It's high. It's 3-0 to Amaral. Bryant Bencourt on deck. Just got a text from the world's best girlfriend. She says, on fire. You're right. You're right, Molly. The Grizzlies are on fire here in the 8th inning. 4 runs on 4 hits. Here comes the 3-0. And that is inside, ball 4, Amaral. The classic 3-0 step back. takes the pitch all the way. He draws the walk. Third time he has reached base. Fifth walk now for Stockton pitching. Runners now at first and second with two outs. And here's Bryant Bennecourt, the ninth batter this evening. An inning, I should say. It is a wild pitch officially for Andrews Jr. to score. Fresno, eight runs on nine hits. They have scored four runs this inning. Ritter has three runs. Andy Perez has a run. Skyler Messenger has a run. E.J. Andrews Jr. has a run. And Jake Snyder has scored twice. Snyder's at second. Amroll's at first. Bennecourt to the dish. As the Grizzlies trying to continue their winning ways. This team is 6-1 here in the second half, looking to go to 7-1. The other game going on in the California League, they're in the ninth inning right now. Here comes the pitch to Bryant Bennecourt from De La Rosa, and it's in the dirt. The count at 1-0. Bennecourt's 0-3, a walk and a stolen base back in the first. As the Grizzlies trying to continue this inning, Fresno now leads 8-1. Back-to-back frame, Stockton has left the bases loaded. Those are big innings now that if you're the Ports, you look at it. As the 1-0 is outside and high, the count at 2-0. Because if the Ports somehow would have scored at least one run in the 6th or 7th, or maybe even more, it changes the momentum of this game. It was 4-1 at that time. And now the Grizzlies have opened it up here in the 8th. Here comes the 2-0, and that is a base hit into right center field. Bennecourt will score. Jake Snyder. Amaral to third. Here's the throw. It is late. Bryant Bennecourt, an RBI single. It's 9-1 Grizzlies. And the Grizzlies have batted around. RBI single. Amaral up to third. Jake Snyder scores from second. Five runs, five hits this inning. There are still two outs, and here comes Ryan Ritter, who singled and scored already this inning. And if you have your books in front of you, make sure you move on to the next inning. As the Grizzlies now the 10th batter this inning. Here's the pitch to Ritter. In the dirt, it gets away. This will score another run. It is 10-1 Fresno. Amaral scores on the wild pitch. Second wild pitch to score a run this inning. Bennecourt to second on the wild pitch. It is now 10-1. Six runs this inning now for Fresno. They now lead 10-1. Double-digit runs again. If Fresno holds on, they will now have seven straight wins with double-digit runs against the Ports. Here comes the 1-0, and Ritter takes it outside. The count at 2-0. Let me say that again, though. The last seven wins for the Grizzlies against the Ports, not seven straight. The last seven wins, they have scored double-digit runs. It is now 10-1 here in the eighth. Here comes the 2-0, and Ritter, big hack, comes up empty. It's 2-1. So Amaral scores. The runner at second is Bennecourt. As the Grizzlies have batted around here again, they have scored seven of their 10 runs. And inning 7-9, still with a ninth inning to go. 157 of their 427 in inning 7-9. Here's the pitch to Ritter inside and almost hits him. It's now 3-1 to Ritter. Ritter has reached base three times. He has two hits and three runs scored. Ritter has tied his career high with runs scored. He has now six runs over his past two games. I'm running out of room for how much Ritter has done in just this series alone. Here comes the 3-1 to Ritter, and it's inside. Ball four in the inning will continue. Ritter has reached now four times. Another walk for De La Rosa. Three walks for him. Runners at first and second. Two outs still. Here's Jamari Baylor, who's 0-4. And Baylor, when he got out, I said that he may not get another at-bat to continue his hit streak. But he will come up 11th batter this inning. The Grizzlies have already scored six runs, and they have scored four of them with two outs. So here's the pitch, and now time called by the home plate umpire, Jabril Jeter Abdullah. De La Rosa, they're actually saying it was a pitch clock violation. The Count it 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Here's Baylor, 0-4. Had a line out to third in the fourth inning. It was a great play from Salome as the first pitch is high. The count at 1-0. Action now in the Stockton pen. A right-hander starts to get loose. I believe that's Junior Tour in the pen. Here comes the 2-0 to Baylor. And that's a called strike. The count at 2-1. Good breaking ball there from De La Rosa at 84 miles per hour. So two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. And Baylor, little pop fly, goes foul and out of play. And the count now at 2-2. It's De La Rosa trying to get out of this inning. He is allowed 4 runs on 3 hits and 3 walks. And he's only picked up 1 out so far since he has entered the game. The Grizzlies have found success against a hard-throwing right-hander. Here comes the 2-2. And it swung on and missed, and Baylor down on strikes. Baylor now 0-5, but the Grizzlies score 6 runs in the 8th inning. They bring 11 batters to the dish. They now lead 10-1 as we head to the bottom of the 8th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FreserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the bottom of the 8th inning. 10-1, Fresno leads Stockton. Zach Agnos back out for another inning of work as Cam Masterman will lead things off. He's 1-2. Here's the pitch. It's a high pop-up. This is going to drift into foul territory. And the count at 0-1. It's a ball bouncing just to the right of me. Time to give you scores around the California League. Let's talk about the game that's going on right now in Lake Elsinore, where the 66ers have just knocked off the Storm 5-4. The 66ers now at 38-34. They are 5-4 here in the second half. The Storm dropped to 34-38. They are 3-6 here in the second half. Here's the 0-1. Call it strike. Good breaking ball. It's now 0-2 to Masterman. Inland Empire, 2 runs in the first, a run in the fourth, 2 in the fifth, 5 runs on 7 hits, while Lake Elsinore had a run in the second, 3 in the third, but they could not score after that, as the 0-2 will hit Masterman, and Agnos not happy with himself right there. Masterman has now been hit by 2 pitches, has reached base 3 times tonight. So now here comes Salome, no one out, runner at first. And here's Salome 0-2 with a walk. The winning pitcher was Guanare. He is 2-0. The loss to Matos, he is 1-3. The save to Franco, his first. Cedric Franco, the save, his first of the season. Home run for Inland Empire was Ronaldo Flores, his second of the year. Yadiel Sanchez had his third as well. On the other side, Griffin Dorsching had his sixth homer of the season. Here's the pitch to Salome and a ground ball to Perez. This should be 2-6-4-3. A double play. And just like that, the hit by pitch is wiped out. The second double play turned by Fresno. So two outs now, and here comes Jose Escorche. Actually, there was the second double play of the game. One turn on the other side for Stockton. So two outs now. Here's Escorche, 0-for-3. But Dorsching had a home run as well, but Inland Empire falls 5-4 tonight. Inland Empire beats Lake Elsinore 5-4 tonight. Let's head over to Visalia and Rancho Cucamonga, where the Rawhide defeated the Quakes 3-2. The Rawhide have now won 3 of 5 to open the series, as that's a called strike. The count at 0-2. So Rancho Cucamonga now at 5-3 in the second half. Visalia now at 4-4 in the second half. Here's the 0-2 and a high chopper up the middle. Perez once again, the throw to first, and it's offline, and that will allow the base runner Escorche to reach on the throwing error from Perez. It goes E6. First error for Fresno. Two outs now, and here's Carlos Franco, 1-for-3 with a single. So Visalia wins, and if the Grizzlies somehow hold on, they will lead 10-1 right now. The Grizzlies will be a game back of Rancho Cucamonga for the best overall record in the California League as a whole. And the Grizzlies will continue to have the best record here in the second half, with Rancho Cucamonga losing 3-2. Visalia, the go-ahead run in the seventh inning. The Quakes had 10 hits, though, and Visalia had 4 errors. That's a cold strike to Franco. The count at 0-1. So Visalia somehow wins despite 10 hits and 4 errors by Visalia. The winning pitcher was Andueza. He's 2-1. The loss to Edwards, he's 1-1. The save to Morello, his 5th. Visalia had a home run from Robinson, his 3rd. Cabral, his 2nd. While just a pair of doubles for Rancho Cucamonga. He had 3 batters with multi-hits in that contest. Here comes the 1-1, and that is inside. The count now 2 balls and a strike. As Visalia defeats Rancho Cucamonga 3-2. Finally, let's head over to Modesto in San Jose. Another great game in Excite Ballpark. Check swing, it's outside. The count now at 3 balls and a strike here to Franco. Modesto beats San Jose 9-8. Modesto scored 6 runs in the second. They scored another in the third, led 7-1 before San Jose made a great comeback. They scored 3 runs in the sixth. That is outside, ball 4, and Franco draws a walk. Runners now at 1st and 2nd with 2 outs. First walk by Agnos, and here comes B.J. Cook, who's 1-for-3 with a bunt single. I'm going to go check, by the way, to see if they did give an error on Andy Perez. They're actually going to call it a single for Escorche. So a single to walk this inning, actually. Here's the pitch. It is high to Cook. The count at 1-0. So 4 hits now allowed by Agnos, the most he's allowed this season. So runners at 1st and 2nd with 2 outs. Escorche, the runner at 2nd. Here's the pitch. Fouled off. The count now 1 ball and 1 strike. Back to San Jose, though, and Modesto. So San Jose was trailing 7-1. They scored a run in the 4th, 3 in the 6th, then took the lead 8-7 in the bottom of the 8th. San Jose made a roaring comeback. And for the second straight game, San Jose looked like they were going to have a comeback win. Here comes the 1-1. It is outside. The count now at 2 balls and a strike. But Modesto in the 9th inning, a 2 spot. And they win 9-8. It was back-to-back homers. That is swung on and missed. The count now at 2-2 to Cook. Gabriel Gonzalez, a solo homer. And then Gabe Moncada, the go-ahead homer. And so the Nuts win 9-8. What a wild game. As San Jose loses, here comes the 2-2, and it is called strike 3 in the outside part of the plate. We'll talk more about that game when we come back. The Grizzlies again leaving runners in scoring position at 1st and 2nd. They lead 10-1. We head to the 9th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chancey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanceyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/2/23.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chancey Park, presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There's truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We'll have a new pitcher and a pinch hitter. So new pitcher, new pinch hitter. As Gene Perez will pinch hit for Andy Perez. So we will write that into our book. So Gene Perez will lead things off. First pitch from friend Yelson Rodriguez is an off-speed pitch outside, swung on and missed. The count at 0-1 here to Gene Perez. So Perez for Perez. Yes, here comes the 0-1. And that is swung on and missed. Quickly 0-2 to Perez. As he takes over for Andy Perez. And then friend Yelson Rodriguez, the new pitcher, takes over for Frank De La Rosa. As that is swung on miss, three breaking balls, and Perez out on strikes. First strikeout for Rodriguez. That is the 10th strikeout overall for Stockton pitching. With one out, here comes another pinch hitter. And Skyler Messenger is now out of the game. And it'll be number 15, Parker Kelly, to hit for Messenger. As Steve Solis letting his bench get into tonight's contest. So Parker Kelly will pinch hit here for Messenger, who had a 2-RBI double and a run back in the 8th inning. So Kelly now will pinch hit here against friend Yelson Rodriguez. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike. The count at 0-1. So Parker Kelly's batting .235 with one homer. Here comes the 0-1 from the right-hander. And it's outside. The count out, one ball and one strike. And assuming that we'll keep it the same defensively, it looks like Gene Perez and Messenger will head on the infield as well, as the count is 1-1. Here comes the pitch from Rodriguez, and it's in there for a strike. The count at 1-2. Back to that game in Modesto and San Jose. Modesto's two homers in the 9th inning. They win 9-8. There was 18 hits and 17 runs in that game. Here comes the 1-2, and that is outside ball two, as Rodriguez was walking off the mound looking for a strikeout. So Modesto now 4-4. They have taken 4 out of 5 from San Jose in that series so far. Here comes the 2-2 to Kelly, and it's high for a ball. The count now full 3-2. San Jose drops to 2-6. Now the Giants clinched a first-half playoff berth after winning the first half. So Fresno, though, can overtake San Jose for the best overall record in the North Division. Here comes the 3-2, and it is called strike three, and Kelly down on strikes. Back-to-back strikeouts for Rodriguez. Two outs now, and here comes Cody Huff, who's 0-4. As the Grizzlies still lead 10-1 here in the ninth inning. So San Jose, the winning pitcher was Sosa, he's 3-0. The loss to Vogel, he's now 4-4. The save to Taylor, his second, as that's a called strike to Cody Huff, the count at 0-1. So Modesto wins. Michael Morales started the game 5 1/3 innings. San Jose went to Reggie Crawford, the two-way player. He threw a scoreless inning. As that's a ground ball, and it's snagged by the pitcher in Rodriguez over to first in time. What a clean inning for Franielson Rodriguez. We had the bottom of the ninth. The Grizzlies lead 10-1. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Bottom of the ninth, the Grizzlies lead the Ports 10-1 as a couple defensive changes for Fresno. Remaining in the game as the third baseman is Parker Kelly. And remaining in the game at shortstop is Gene Perez. And on the bump, replacing Zach Agnos is Felix Ramirez. As he will take on the top of the Ports lineup, Colby Thomas, who's 1-4, will lead things off. Felix Ramirez will take over in a 10-1 game. Ramirez has an outstanding season so far. A bright spot in the Grizzlies' bullpen. Has appeared in 24 games, now is 25th, all out of the pen. A 1-0 record, 8 holds, 1 save, a 0.51 ERA. As there is a called strike, the count at 0-1. Ramirez, in 35 innings, has allowed 4 runs, 2 earned. As that's a check swing in the dirt, the count at 0-2 to Colby Thomas. Has allowed 4 runs, 2 earned on 21 hits and 10 walks while striking out 40, a 0.89 whip. He has not permitted an earned run in his last 15 appearances, 24 1/3 innings, 14 hits, 2 runs, 5 walks, 23 Ks. Lefties are 2-42 against him this season, as that is in the dirt. The count at 1-2. One of those two hits came against TJ Schofield Sam, who's due up fourth this inning. The only true single, in my opinion. The other one was an infield single, as that's a high chopper. Ramirez off the mound. Here's the throw to first, and it's offline. It's thrown away. Thomas will head to second, and just like that, a runner in scoring position for the Ports. I believe that's going to be a single and an E1 on the throw from Ramirez. As here comes Brennan Malone, who's 1-4, an RBI single back in the third inning. Ramirez, though, lefties are 2-42 against him, a 0.48 clip, 17 punchouts for Ramirez. He's not allowed an earned run over his 12 home outings as well. The sidearmer is in his sixth professional season after signing with the Rockies as an international free agent in 2017 out of the Dominican Republic. Ramirez, sidearmer, 6'4", 175, 23 years old, from Sabana de la Mar, Dominican Republic. Here comes the 1-0 to Malone as Ramirez looks back. Here's the pitch. It is high. The count at 2-0. Tonight's attendance, 667. 667. Two balls and no strikes. Ramirez looks in. Here comes the pitch to Malone. And that is in there for a strike. And the count at 2-1. Malone 1-for-3. A walk back in the first. An RBI single in the third. A flyout, then a strikeout. 10-1 Fresno here in the ninth as Ramirez looks to end this game. Here comes the 2-1. And that is swung on and missed. Good fastball there from Ramirez. Past the bat of Malone. It's now 2-2, 89 miles per hour. As the Grizzlies, if they win, they will have their last seven wins against Stockton by double-digit runs. That's outside, and a balk called on Ramirez. So up to third goes Thomas on the balk. So runner at third, no one down. The count now, I believe, is at 3-2. Here comes the pitch from Ramirez, and that's a fly ball foul. And we'll do it again at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So it was a single for Thomas, and then he advanced to second on the throwing error by Felix Ramirez. So the first error for the Grizzlies. They have 10 runs on 10 hits. They lead 10-1. Here comes the 2-2, or the 3-2. It's high, and now it's 3-2, actually. So I guess that they just advanced the runner, and I guess the balk, I think, was what was called. So 3 balls, 2 strikes now to Malone. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, and Ramirez picks up the strikeout as Malone is down on strikes. First strikeout for Ramirez, and here comes Henry Bolte, who's reached base 3 times, 2 singles and a walk. I don't know exactly what happened. The field umpire, Andrew Schrock, allowed Thomas to head to third. Still trying to figure out exactly what happened there. Either way, one out, runner at third. Here's the pitch, a ground ball to the shortstop, Perez. This will score a run, and that is an out. So 2 outs now, and Thomas comes home. It's now 10-2. It goes 6-3 on the putout. So run scores, and we'll see if it's an earned run towards Felix Ramirez. 2 outs now, and here's TJ Schofield-Sam. Lefty-lefty matchup. Schofield-Sam got the best of Ramirez the last time these two players met up. The batter in Schofield-Sam winning it. It's the first pitch is a strike. The count at 0-1. But the Grizzlies now about to win their ninth straight Sunday game as that is swung on and fouled into the backstop. The count at 0-2. It's a count now 0-2, and the Grizzlies about to win their ninth straight Sunday game. Unbelievable. Here's the 0-2, and a little blooper foul down the third baseline as Parker Kelly made a diving attempt, just missed it. The count remains at 0-2, as Schofield-Sam was looking for extra bases. So ground out scores Colby Thomas, who has both the runs, and the RBI for Bolte on that one. We'll see if they have that earned or unearned at the end of the evening. Here comes the 0-2, and it's a ground ball to the second baseman, Baylor, over to first. The Grizzlies have won 9 straight Sunday games. They continue to win 10 of their last 12, 20 of their last 25, a series win here in Stockton. The Grizzlies can finish no worse than 9-3 on this road trip. They will head to tomorrow looking to take 5 out of 6 for the second straight series. The Grizzlies, a 10-2 win. We'll be back with the post game right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FreserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There's truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There's truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California for the postgame show as your Fresno Grizzlies defeat the Stockton Ports by a final score of 10-2. Fresno improves to 43-31 overall. They are 7-1 here in the second half. The Grizzlies have now won 9 straight Sunday games. They have now won 10 of their last 12, 20 of their last 25. They improve to 29-6 all time here at Banner Island Ballpark, 56-21 against the Ports. The Grizzlies have now won another series on the road. The Grizzlies somehow continue to win. Final lines tonight, Fresno 10 runs on 10 hits, 1 error. They left 6 on. Their 10 runs give them now 7 of their last 7 wins against the Ports have all been with double-digit runs. Stockton, 2 runs on 9 hits, 2 errors. They left 11 on base. Fresno only left 6 on. The winning pitcher is Connor Stain. He is 5-4. The loss to Daigler Jimenez. He is now 3-2. No save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 52 minutes. The Grizzlies are now 15-3 when a game lasts longer than 2 hours and 40 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 667. The Grizzlies, by the way, with tonight's win as well, they are now 8-8 in the gray uniforms. Fresno had 6 runs in the 8th inning, a part of their 10 overall. They scored 7 runs in innings 7 through 9. So 157 of their 427 total runs have been scored in their final 3 innings. The Grizzlies win 10-2. Let's go through the scoring plays. First, we'll start with the Ports, who took a 1-0 lead in the 3rd inning. Brennan Malone, an RBI single, scored Colby Thomas. That made it 1-0 Stockton. But then Fresno scored a run in 5 straight innings. They scored 1 run in the 4th, 1 run in the 5th, 1 run in the 6th, 1 run in the 7th. They had a hit from innings, 1 hit exactly from innings 3 through 7. It started with a Ryan Ritter 18th homer of the season in the 4th, a Daniel Amaral single in the 5th, an Andy Perez single in the 6th, a Jake Snyder solo homer in the 7th inning, and then the Grizzlies, 6 runs in the 8th. They brought 11 batters to the dish, 2 wild pitches, a 2-RBI double from Skylar Messenger, an RBI single from Jake Snyder, an RBI single from Bryant Betancourt. That made it 10-1. And then an RBI groundout from Henry Bolte scored. Colby Thomas in the 9th inning made it 10-2. The Grizzlies, 6 runs in that 8th inning. Unbelievable. For Fresno offensively, they had 10 hits, multi-hit games for Daniel Amaral. He has now hit safely in 8 straight games, every game he's appeared in. He is batting .378 with a 1.045 OPS. 2 hits, he reached base tonight 3 times. He had an RBI and a run as well. Ryan Ritter, what else does he do? 2 hits, and another home run. He had an RBI, 3 runs, tying a career high for him, 2 walks. He also stole 2 bases. Andy Perez had 2 hits. And Jake Snyder, the bottom of the lineup, 2 hits, 2 RBI, and 3 runs as well for Snyder. Skylar Messenger added 2 RBI. Jake Snyder had 2 RBI as well. They both had multi-RBI games. Messenger, the double. For Stockton, 2 hits for Colby Thomas, 2 hits for Henry Bolte. And then 1 hit for the bottom half of the Stockton lineup, Jose Escarche, Carlos Franco, and BJ Cook. Stockton had 9 hits. They left the bases loaded in both the 6th and 7th innings. They left 2 runners on in the 8th. They left 11 on base tonight. And that was key moments of tonight's game as Zach Agnos got through that overall. So let's go through the pitching. Connor Stain, 5 innings of 1-run ball, allowed 4 hits and 1 walk. He struck out 4. Carlos Torres had a clean 6. Zach Agnos had 2 clean innings despite allowing 6 base runners. He struck out a pair, got through a couple big jams, much needed for a guy who will probably be the Grizzlies closer the rest of this season. And then Felix Ramirez allowed an unearned run thanks to his throwing error. He continues his earned run streak that now, for Felix Ramirez, runs to 16 straight appearances, 25 and one-third innings worth of baseball where he's not allowed an earned run. On the other side, Daigler Jimenez, 5 1/3 innings. He allowed 3 runs, 2 earned on 4 hits, 3 walks. He struck out 4. Garrett Irvin, 2 innings of work. Frank De La Rosa was roughed up in 2/3 of an inning. And then a 1-2-3 for friend Yelson Rodriguez. He has now worked in 3 games, has back-to-back scoreless outings. He struck out 2 of the 3 batters he faced. Rodriguez, in 4 innings of work, has allowed just 1 earned run against Fresno in this series. So the Grizzlies win tonight, and it will bring us to the series finale tomorrow, 7:05 p.m. first pitch. It'll be the Ports July 4th celebration on July 3rd. Our pregame guest will be Grizzlies lefty Michael Persecki, who will join us. A pair of right-handers get the ball. Jackson Cox will get the ball, followed by piggybacker Gabriel Barbosa. Cox, a 1-0 record, a 9.38 ERA. The Grizzlies have not lost a game when Cox has made a start. Fresno will then have Barbosa to follow suit. They have not lost since Barbosa has piggybacked Jackson Cox. Cox is the number 12 prospect in the Rocky system. Stockton will give the ball to the right-hander Wander Guante, who's been outstanding as of late. A couple California League Pitcher of the Weeks for Guante. He won on June 12th through the 18th and May 29th through June 4th. He is the only pitcher so far to win multiple pitchers of the week. He gets the ball, the 1-2 record of 5.59 ERA. The ERA does not do justice for what Guante has done of recent. He probably will win June Pitcher of the Month. Again, the series finale tomorrow, 7:05 p.m. will round out this 12-game road trip as the Grizzlies look to finish 10-2 on the road trip. The Ports look to end the Grizzlies' winning ways before the Grizzlies will return home on July 4th. Against the San Jose Giants for a six-game series. That will be a lot of fun. The Grizzlies will have Caleb Franzen, Albert Pacheco, and Michael Perseki in the first three games of that series against San Jose. Hayden Wynja, the projected starter for San Jose, on July 4th. The Grizzlies then in Game 4 of the series will have Jordy Vargas and Connor Stain in Game 5. That will wrap it up tonight. A big thank you to all of our sponsors as well for every evening as well. To Chansey Gold Resort and Casino here on July 2nd. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics here on July 2nd. Express Furniture Rental, they were back in the bottom of the second inning. Manco Abbott, Lou Provence Apartment Homes, and finally, Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, all proud sponsors of your Fresno Grizzlies here for Sunday Night Baseball. That will wrap it up tonight. The Grizzlies, 9 straight Sunday wins. They defeat the Ports 10-2 this evening. The Grizzlies, 20-5 over their last 25 contests, 10-2 in their last 12. Fresno, they win the series as well as the Grizzlies. They win 10-2. However you're listening, wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Sunday evening, and we will see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thoroughgood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.